Hallelujah. What a blessing to be here today.
Wat 'n seën om hier vanoggend saam hier te wees.
I'm glad to be in where am I? Upington.
Ek is bly om in Upington te wees.
How many here are pastors?
Hoeveel van u is pastore?
How many church workers do we have here?
Hoeveel kerkwerkers het ons hier?
Church workers.
Kerkwerkers.
All right. So today I want to share with you something that will be important as pastors or as church workers.
Vandag gaan ek met u iets deel wat baie belangrik is as pastore of kerkwerkers.
Amen. Now, the vision that we have is very important.
Die visie wat ons het is baie belangrik.
We must have a vision for church growth.
Ons moet 'n visie hê vir kerkgroei.
Church planting.
Kerkplanting
and church, a mega church.
En 'n groot kerk.
As Dr. has just explained.
Soos Dr. nou net vir ons verduidelik het.
If you are a minister of the gospel, you need to have a vision to have a big church.
As u 'n bedienaar is van die evangelie, dan moet u 'n visie hê om 'n groot kerk te hê.
Amen. So that's why I have a book here called Church Growth.
Daarom het ek 'n boek hier wat genoem word Kerkgroei.
And another one called Church Planting.
En nog een wat kerkplanting is.
And another one called The Mega Church.
En dan die ander een die groot kerk.
These three books.
Hierdie drie boeke
are very important in terms of the vision you should have as a pastor.
Hierdie boeke is baie belangrik in term van die visie wat jy moet hê as 'n pastoor.
Many pastors have other visions apart from the vision for church growth.
Pastore het ander visie in plaas van visie vir 'n groot kerk.
Many pastors want to go to America.
Baie pastore wil Amerika toe gaan.
Pastors want money.
Pastore wil geld hê.
Pastors want cars.
Pastore wil motors hê.
But that is the wrong vision.
Maar daai is die verkeerde visie.
When you have the wrong vision, you start behaving wrongly in your profession.
Wanneer jy 'n verkeerde visie het, dan gaan jy verkeerd optree in jou professie.
You see, as a doctor,
jy sien, as 'n dokter,
my vision could be wrong.
My visie kan dalk verkeerd
wees. I'm a medical doctor.
Ek is 'n mediese dokter.
A real doctor.
'N ware dokter.
I've done operations on people from skin to skin. I cut open clothes.
Ek het operasie op mense gedoen van vel tot vel. Ek het mense oopgesny.
As a doctor, if I have the wrong vision, my medical practice will be a little different.
As 'n dokter, as ek 'n verkeerde visie.
When you come to have a baby in my hospital.
Wanneer jy kom om 'n baba te hê in my hospitaal.
And I want money from you.
Ek wil geld hê van jou.
I will tell you your baby cannot come out. Normally I have to operate.
Had ek jou sê jou babatjie kan nie normaal uitkom nie. Ek moet nou opereer op jou.
Because your normal vaginal delivery would have been costing maybe 200 rands or 300 rands. But the operation would be 3000 or 5000.
Normaal is jou geboorte hier 200 of 300 rand, maar nou gaan ek jou die operasie gaan jou 3000 of meer kos.
Then when you come to the hospital and I should have given you, oh, take this medicine, take this, go home. I see that if I can make you sleep in my hospital for 3 days, you pay 350 rands a day. So if I can let you sleep for 3 days or 4 days, then I'm going to get some money. So I don't want you to go home like that. I need you to sleep for 3 or 4 days.
Normaalweg kan ek jou sommer na besoek huis toe stuur. Maar as ek wil geld uit jou maak, dan sê ek vir jou vir 2 tot 3 aane oorslaan.
Then I will open a pharmacy shop in my hospital so that when you need medicine, I will give you many many medicines to buy all from my little shop that I have here. I could have given you only one, but I give you about 5.
Dan maak ek maar kyk in my hospitaal oop, dan gee ek jou verskillende voorskrifte. Ek kon jou een gegee het, maar nou gee ek jou sommer 5.
Why am I doing all these things?
Hoekom doen ek al hierdie dinge.
Because my vision is to get money.
As om geld te maak.
So your vision makes you behave in a particular way.
So jou visie laat jou optree op 'n sekere manier.
In the same way, pastors, you need to have a vision.
Pastore moet 'n visie hê.
And the vision is to have a mega church.
En die visie is om 'n groot kerk te hê.
To have church growth.
Om kerkgroei te hê.
Church planting.
Kerkplanting.
This is the vision of Jesus Christ himself.
Dis die visie van Jesus Christus homself.
Jesus said, I will build my church.
Jesus sê ek sal my kerk bou.
That is what Jesus Christ is doing.
Dit is wat die Here doen.
And so it is good for us to join the vision of Jesus.
Dis goed vir ons om Jesus se visie
to build his church.
Om sy kerk te bou.
And when you join that vision,
and as jy daai visie join,
you will not even pray for money.
Jy het nie nodig om te bid vir geld nie.
You will not even have to preach about money.
Jy hoef nie te preek oor geld nie.
Yes.
Ja.
And all the nonsense we are having in the church about money will stop.
En al hierdie dinge wat ons in die kerk het oor geld sal onmiddellik stop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Luister u.
We will build more buildings.
Ons sal meer geboue kan bou.
For God.
Vir die Here.
We will expand his work.
Wat sy kerk sal dit uitbrei.
But that can never come about until it is in your heart to build a mega church and have church growth.
Die geboorte kan nooit plaasvind totdat jy binne jou die Here te bou nie.
I have a mega church behind me.
Dis op daai het 'n mega church, 'n groot kerk.
Many, many churches.
Baie.
They are all my churches, churches of my disciples, my children, my sons and my daughters. That is how come we are able to come to Upington. Do you know how much it cost us to come here? Imagine. You just imagine and calculate in your head.
Yeah.
Without a mega church behind me,
sonder 'n groot kerk agter my,
I will not be able to be here.
Sal ek nie hier kan wees nie.
Hallelujah. Because you are not paying for the crusade.
Want u betaal nie vir hierdie veld tog nie.
You know you are not paying for the crusade.
En u weet u betaal nie vir hierdie veld tog nie.
The crusade is happening here. With or without your help.
Die veld tog vind plaas sonder u help.
Amen. So many, many things are possible once you fulfill the first vision of building a big church for God.
So,
in order to build a good church, it's like building a good hospital. If I was a doctor, I would want to build a good hospital. And nobody would die in my hospital. Everybody who would get well. Everybody will get well quickly. People will not waste their money in the hospital. That would be my good vision for a doctor. But in order to build a good hospital, you need to have a good doctor. And in order to have a good church, you need to have a good shepherd. Give me the shepherding books. A good shepherd. Which is what Dr. Ogo was teaching about three of them. Transform. I'm introducing these books, Mega Church, Church Growth, Church Planting. But now, I am sharing with you these three as well. To build a good church, there has to be a good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. You can have a good or bad of everything. You can have a good husband or a bad husband. You can have a good wife. A bad wife, a good president, a bad president. You can have a good pastor and a bad pastor. A lot of us are bad pastors, but from today you'll be a good pastor.
Amen.
Hey. You are going to be an excellent shepherd from today. How do you know a good shepherd? When you walk through the field, and you see the shepherd has many sheep, then you know he's a good shepherd. He's grown. Transform your pastoral ministry. The art of shepherding. Yeah, how to be a good shepherd. And what it means to become a shepherd. You know, when I was young, in my family, we had two family doctors. Anytime I was not well, we would go to these two, any of the two doctors. But I always preferred one. I didn't like going to the other doctor. Yes. I think this other one was a better doctor. Yeah. For various reasons. And I think, you see, when people have a choice, they choose. I want to go to this church with this pastor. I don't like this. When I went and he preached, I didn't really understand it. Some of you, people don't understand when you preach, but from today they will begin to understand. Amen. So, when my mother would make me go to this doctor, I don't want to go to this doctor, I don't want to go to this doctor. I prefer this one. By far. Up to today, I remember. I remember clearly why. I don't want to go there. I want to go here. This is how people are thinking in their houses. I don't want to go to this church. I want to go to this church. I don't want to be with this pastor. I want to be in that pastor. May people choose you as their pastor from today. If I was practicing medicine actively, I would want to be the best doctor. Everybody would choose my clinic. But they say, no. I want to go where he is. Is it not true? Don't you choose the doctor, so I prefer this one? When you go to the hospital, and say, he's on leave and there's another doctor. No. Then my sickness will wait till, 2 months later, I will come back with my sickness. Wow. Now I have given you two great visions. The vision of having a mega church, and number two, the vision of being the best shepherd in Upington. How can that be accomplished? Behind every great achievement is a great secret. A great secret. Behind every great venture, there is always a secret. Yes. Behind every great achievement and great accomplishment and great advancement, there is a secret.
Daar is 'n geheim.
How many want to know the great secret?
Wie wil allemaal die geheim hoor?
Turn to Job 29.
Ga the book of Job. Job 29.
Moreover, verse 1. Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, and when my children were about me, and when I washed my steps in butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. Job is, you want to read it or I can go? I can go, I think. All right? He says, I wish I were as it was in the old time when the candle of God and the light of God shined around me and when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. The secret of God.
Die geheim van die Here.
The secret of God.
Die geheim van die Here.
Behind every great accomplishment is a great secret.
Achter elke groot ding wat jy bereik het, is 'n groot geheim.
Yes. Behind every great achievement is a great secret.
Achter 'n groot ding wat jy bereik het, daar's 'n groot geheim agter.
So today I want to share with you a great secret.
Vandag wil ek aan u deel 'n groot geheim.
That leads to great accomplishments.
Wat lei tot groot dinge.
Are you ready to receive the great secret?
As jy gereed om die groot geheim te ontvang?
The great secret is found in what I call the anointing. I hope I can tell you there are a number of secrets. But I hope with the time that we have, I can share with you just maybe one or maybe two great secrets. So the one is the anointing.
A groot geheim wat ek hier wil deel is agter die salwing. Ek kan jy baie ander geheime mee deel, maar kom ons begin hier by die salwing.
The anointing.
Die salwing.
You see, there are a number of secrets.
Daar is verskillende.
I have already shared with you two master secrets.
Ek het al reeds met u
the secret of the mega church.
Geheime gedeel. Die geheim van die groot kerk.
Or the church grew, the three of them. Three books.
En die kerkgroei en kerkplanting.
These three are a great secret.
Hierdie drie is 'n groot geheim.
Yes, you can sit right there. It's fine. These three are a great secret.
Hierdie drie boeke is 'n groot geheim.
And this is the second secret, the shepherding. Being a great shepherd.
En die volgende is hoe om 'n goeie herder te wees.
And that these books contain those great secrets.
En hierdie boeke het daar
But behind that is the secret, the next secret. He says, oh, I wish it was like in those days when the secret of God was on me. You gave me the wrong ones.
En hierdie volgende drie is ook groot geheim.
Yes.
Soos daar
and that is
geheim van
the secret of the anointing.
Die geheim van die salving.
You see, God the Father had a discussion with God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
Sien God die Vader te gesprek gehad met God die Seun en God die Heilige Gees.
And said we must save some of these human beings.
En sê ons moet sommige van hierdie mense red.
Who will go and pay?
Wat sal gaan om te betaal?
The price.
Die prys.
And Jesus said I will go.
En Jesus sê ek sal gaan.
Jesus said no one takes my life, I lay it down myself.
Jesus sê niemand neem my lewe nie, ek lê my lewe self neer.
So when he went,
so toe hy gaan,
the Holy Spirit and Jesus had a discussion.
Die Heilige Gees en Jesus het 'n gesprek gehad.
And he said,
en hy sê,
Holy Spirit, you are the one who has the power.
Heilige Gees, jy is die een wat die krag het.
When I go now, there will be no power unless you come.
As ek afgaan, het ek die krag nie. Tensy u nie kom nie.
Because remember, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved. This earth was like Mars, with just gases and explosions.
So in the beginning, was the earth
and the Holy Spirit moved.
En die Heilige Gees het beweeg oor die hele aarde, soos Mars. Mars het net gasse.
Nothing happens until the Holy Spirit moves.
Niks gebeur tot wanneer die Heilige Gees begin te beweeg nie.
And God said, let there be light.
En God sê, laat daar lig wees.
So Jesus knew,
Jesus het geweet,
if I go and the Holy Spirit doesn't come, I'm going to be all alone. There's going to be a big problem.
As ek en die Heilige Gees kom nie, as ek alleen, en dan gaat daar groot
So the Holy Spirit said to Jesus, you take the lead, I'll join you.
En die Heilige Gees sê vir Jesus, gaan jy vooruit, ek sal by jou wees.
So Jesus was born in a manger.
Die Here was gebore in 'n stal.
He grew up.
Het opgegroei.
12 years.
12 jaar.
Then when he began to be about 30 years.
En toe hy 30 jaar oud word.
Ministry starts from about 30.
Die bediening begin 30 jaar oud.
25 to 30. In Numbers 4 and Numbers 8. The Bible says a priest will minister from the age of 30 to 50.
In die boek van Numeri sê die Bybel, 'n priester sal begin met die ouderdom van 30 jaar oud.
We need more young people to be in ministry.
Ons het meer jong mense nodig om in die bediening te wees.
Ministry is not for old men who can no longer have erections.
Die bediening is nie vir groot mense wat nie meer 'n ereksie kan hê nie.
Yes.
Ja.
People think that ministry is for old men who are no longer attracted to women.
Bediening is nie vir ou manne wat nie meer belangstel in 'n vroumens nie.
You have to wait until your desires are finished before you can serve God.
Jy wil wag tot wanneer jou begeertes weg is voordat jy die Here kan dien. Nee.
Ministry is for young people.
Die bediening is vir jong mense.
Young people who have feelings.
Jong mense wat gevoelens het.
And desires.
En begeertes.
It helps you to serve God.
Dit help jou om die Here te dien.
Yes.
So when Jesus began to be about 30 years old, toe die Here 30 jaar oud geword
het, he went to John the Baptist's crusade.
Toe gaan hy na Johannes die Doper om
John the Baptist was having his crusade by a river.
Johannes die Doper het 'n veldtog by die rivier gehad.
Anybody who gave his life to the Lord, he baptized the person.
Elkeen wat sy hart vir die Here gee, word deur Johannes gedoop.
And Jesus joined the line.
En Jesus het ook aangesluit.
When he got to John the Baptist, immediately John recognized him as this was the Son of God.
Johannes onmiddellik gemerk dis die seun van God.
He said, "Don't baptize. I cannot baptize you." Jesus said, No, don't start. Baptize me now. I know why I'm here."
Hy sê, "Nee, ek kan u nie doop nie." Jesus sê, "Moenie nou begin nie, né? Jy weet hoekom is ek hier."
He put him into the water.
Hy sit hom in die water.
And when he came out,
en toe hy uitkom,
a dove from heaven
van die hemel af
fell and came on Jesus.
Fall and come up Jesus.
And there was a voice.
And there was a stem.
This is my son.
Dit is my seun.
A voice and the spirit.
A stem en die gees.
This is my son.
Dit is my seun.
I am pleased with him.
En wie ek welbehaag het.
And Jesus was now anointed.
En Jesus was nou gesalf.
And the first thing that happened.
En die eerste ding wat gebeur het.
Was that he was directed by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
Hy was gelei deur die Gees in die woestyn in.
You see, when you become anointed, out of hearing, right there.
Jy sien wanneer jy
when you become anointed, you start to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Dan begin jy die stem van die Heilige Gees hoor.
And he can now guide you.
En hy kan jou nou lei.
This book is called The Art of Hearing.
Hierdie boek word genoem die kuns om te hoor.
Without hearing the voice of God,
sonder jy die stem van die Here
you
kan hoor,
cannot do the work of God.
Kan jy nie die werk van die Here doen nie?
What hope is there for a cow in Upington who says he is going to Johannesburg? See you later. I'm on my way to Johannesburg through Bloemfontein. I am a cow and I am walking by myself to Johannesburg.
Wat 'n hoop is daar vir 'n koei wat sommer nou by sy gat van Upington af nou deur Bloemfontein Johannesburg toe. Daar's is 'n hoop vir so 'n koei.
Through Bloemfontein is passing
to deur Bloemfontein.
Do you think he will get there?
Dink jy hy gaan daar uitkom?
Do you think he will get there?
Dink jy hy gaan daar uitkom?
There is no hope.
Daar's nie hoop nie.
Every sheep needs to be guided by a shepherd.
Elke skaap moet deur 'n herder gelei word.
Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you have no hope in your life.
Sonder die leiding van die Heilige Gees het jy geen hoop in jou lewe nie.
You know, yesterday when I got home after the crusade, I was sitting down by myself and I thought to myself, only a shepherd can guide me to Upington because I don't know Upington.
Gisteraand toe ek by die huis kom en ek dink, toe kom dit by my net 'n herder kon my gelei het.
What can bring me here? What can bring me here?
Wie kan my tot hier bring?
I don't know anything. I've never heard of the name before.
Ek ken nie Upington nie.
You see, the Bible said Jesus was driven to the wilderness.
Jy sien die Bybel sê Jesus was gedryf in die woestyn in.
He was not driven to the rich cities.
Hy was nie gedryf tot die ryk stede nie.
He was driven by the Spirit.
Hy was gedryf deur die Heilige Gees.
To the wilderness.
Tot die woestyn.
When you start being guided by the Master Holy Spirit, your life will start going upward.
Wanneer jy gelei word deur die Heilige Gees, dan sal jou lewe opgangs maak.
You will never graduate from the place where you need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Never.
Jy sal nooit gradeer as jy nie gelei word deur die Heilige Gees nie.
Can you imagine a shepherd with all his cows and his sheep and he calls this one, "Hey you, you've been around for a long time. So go on your way. You are mature. You've been around for some time. You find your way to Johannesburg. You are a mature cow.
Go to Cape Town by yourself. Go this way. You have 8 years. You've been around for some time. Guide yourself to. Can you imagine?
Dink jy herder kan vir sy skape sommer net sê jy gaan en jy gaan en kry julle eie koers. Dink jy dit kan gebeur?
Some of us are behaving like old cows who do not need to be led anymore by the Spirit.
Sommige van ons tree op soos ou koeie wat nie nodig om die Heilige Gees gelei te word.
Yes. No wonder you are lost in the ministry.
Geen wonder jy's verlore in hierdie bediening nie.
There is nothing like a mature cow who does not need to be led by the shepherd. There's nothing like that.
Daar is niks soos 'n volwasse koei wat nie kan gelei word deur die herder nie.
You are led until you are finished.
Jy word gelei totdat jy nie meer kan nie.
After the wilderness, Jesus came to town and went to preach his first sermon, the first ever Christian sermon.
Nadat Jesus die woestyn het gekom en word hy gelei om sy eerste Christen boodskap te preek.
What was his topic?
Wat was sy onderwerp?
His topic was the secret I'm talking about.
Die onderwerp was die geheim waarvan ek hier praat.
What was the first sermon of Jesus?
Wat was die eerste preek van die Here?
The topic was the great secret.
Die onderwerp was die groot geheim.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Die Gees van die Here
is op my. He has anointed me.
Met my gesalf het.
To preach the gospel.
Om die evangelie te preek.
To the poor.
Aan die armes.
That's the first sermon ever in the Bible.
Dis die eerste boodskap ooit in die Bybel.
Yes.
Ja.
First ever sermon.
Eerste preek in die predikasie.
Was about the anointing.
Was oor die salwing.
And the effects of the anointing.
En die effek wat die salwing het.
And what Jesus could now do because he was anointed.
En wat Jesus nou kan doen omdat hy gesalf is.
Everybody knew Jesus as a carpenter.
Almal het die Here geken as.
Do you have carpenters in Upington? Do you have carpenters in Upington? What do carpenters in Upington do?
Wat doen skrynwerkers hier in Upington?
What do they do? What is the work they do?
Wat doen hulle hier?
Yeah, what do they make? What do they do? What do they make?
Wat maak hulle?
Furniture.
Meubels.
Roofs. Jesus was making furniture. Jesus was making roofs. What else?
Jesus said.
Jesus was making doors.
Deure gemaak.
Huh? Cell phones?
Cell phone? No.
No. Jesus was making roofs, doors, furniture, coffins. Do your carpenters in Upington make coffins? Jesus used to stand by the roadside with coffins for sale.
Jesus had langs die pad gestaan met kisse wat so staan.
He had the price on it. 2 shekels, 5 shekels, 25 shekels. He was standing there for sale.
En het verschillende prijzen gehad.
Hey!
Hey!
But after the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Maar na die doop met die Heilige Gees.
After the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Na die doop met die Heilige Gees.
He was transformed into another man.
Hij was getransformeerd in een ander mens.
And he changed so much.
En het zo bij je veranderd.
He became a miracle worker and a preacher.
Hij is een wonderwerkende man geworden en een prediker.
Now, thank God you were not born at that time.
Dank die Here, jy was hier in daai tyd gebore nie.
Thank God always.
Dank die Here altyd.
You wouldn't have believed in Jesus.
Jy sal nie die Here in belang
stel nie. No. After knowing him as a maker of coffins.
Nadat jy hom geken het as iemand wat kisse maak.
Hey. After knowing Jesus as a carpenter for about 20 years.
Nadat jy hom geken het vir 20 jaar as 'n skrynwerker.
He now says he's the son of God.
Nou kom sê hy is die seun van God.
You'll find it difficult.
Jy sal dit moeilik gevind het.
To accept this.
Om dit te aanvaar.
Ja.
Ja.
But you see, this is the secret of all ministry.
Maar jy sien, dit is die geheim van die evangelie.
Behind every great man.
Agter elke
doing great things.
Groot man wat groot dinge doen.
Is a great secret.
As 'n groot geheim.
I know you are used to hearing it's a great woman, but I don't think so. I think it's a great secret.
Jy hoor altyd dis 'n goeie vrou. Maar ek vertel vir vanoggend is 'n groot
behind many great men is a bad woman.
Agter elke groot man is 'n slegte vrou.
Many great men behind many great men is a bad woman.
Baie groot man agter is 'n slegte vrou.
Yes.
Ja.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
So don't be thinking that way all the time. Behind every great man and great accomplished man is a great secret. Jesus didn't have any woman that made him great.
Want nou dit, agter elke man
He had a great secret. And the great secret was the great anointing.
En die groot geheim was die groot salwing.
That is why I have here to introduce to you wonderful books. What am I carrying?
Ek wil hier aan u bekendstel wonderlike boeke.
Steps to the anointing.
Stappe tot die salwing.
Catch the anointing.
Ontvang die salwing.
And the sweet influences of the anointing.
En die soete invloed van die salwing.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Van die Heilige Gees.
Amplify your ministry with miracles and manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Vergroot jou bediening met manifestasie van die Heilige Gees.
Your ministry will be amplified by the anointing.
Jou bediening sal vergroot word deur die Heilige Gees.
Oh yes.
Altyd.
Now.
No.
In this book, catch the anointing.
In hierdie boek, hoe om die Heilige Gees te ontvang.
I share a chapter called Aman and Chalak. Everybody say Aman, A-M-A-N, Aman.
Aman.
Say Chalak.
Chalak.
T-S-A-L-A-C-H. Chalak. It's a Hebrew word. Say Chalak.
Chalak.
Please don't forget to get the book and read it right there. What does it say? Aman and Chalak.
Aman. Nie vergeet om hierdie boek te kry nie. Pastoor Goeieman gaat vir ons lees.
Aman and Chalak.
Exactly. The whole chapter here. There are Hebrew words, you can check yourself. It's not a secret. It is from a famous verse we all use. Prosperity preachers love this verse. Those who preach on prosperity all the time.
Second Chronicles
20:20. Believe in God, you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, you shall prosper. This is a favorite verse for prosperity preaching.
2 Kronieke 20. Glo in God en jy sal voorspoedig wees. Glo in die profete, dan sal jy ook bevestig word.
Hey. It's like, believe in God and your business will be established. Believe in me, the prophet, and you will prosper and become rich.
Glo in God en jou besigheid sal voorspoedig wees. Glo in my as 'n prediker en jy sal bevestig word.
But if you check the Hebrew word, believe in God, you will be established, is the Hebrew, that 2 Chronicles 20:20, is the Hebrew word, aman. Established means aman. A-M-A-N.
Die Hebrew word, aman, beteken om bevestig te word.
And the Hebrew word, prosper, is from the word, chalak.
En die Hebreeuwse woord, om voorspoed te het, kom van die woord chalak.
So it means, believe in the Lord your God, you shall aman. Believe in his prophet and you shall chalak.
Glo in God en jy sal aman. Glo in sy profete en jy sal chalak.
So what does it mean, aman?
So wat beteken dit, aman?
Aman, it means to be established.
Aman beteken jy is bevestig.
To be nourished. Nourished.
Om gevoed te word.
Nurtured.
Om gevoed te word.
Fostered.
Om opgevoed te word.
To be nest. Like how a nest would care for somebody and
verpleging.
Look after nicely.
Om achter jou aan gekyk te word.
So believe in God.
Glo in God.
This is what's going to happen.
Dat wat sal met jou gebeur.
Now, believe in his prophets.
Glo in sy profete.
Okay? And then you will chalak.
En dan sal jy chalak.
Chalak means one is to prosper.
Chalak beteken een om voorspoed te hê.
Then it means to go forth mightily.
Dan beteken dit ook om kragtig uit te breek.
Yes.
Ja.
It means to break out.
Dit beteken om uit te breek.
It means to come mightily.
Beteken om magtig deur te kom.
You see, nobody comes mightily unless you believe in somebody.
Jy sê niemand breek magtig deur as jy nie in iemand glo nie.
Apart from believing in God.
Behalwe dat aan om God te glo.
Jesus went to John the Baptist before we heard of him as a great minister.
Jesus het eers na Johannes die Doper gegaan voordat hy 'n bekende prediker geword het.
Yes.
Ja.
I have never seen or heard of anybody who has gone mightily until he has acknowledged a human being and a prophet or a minister. There is nothing like you. If you only believe in God, you'll be nurtured, you'll flourish, you'll be nursed, you'll be fostered, you'll be cared for. But you have to believe in a prophet before you become mighty. You go forth, you break out, and you become a great minister.
Niemand wordt groot en machtig als hij niet die profeet van die Heere wat God gestuur het erken.
Yes. Elisha followed Elijah before he became Elisha.
Elisha het eerst Elia gevolgd voordat hij Elisha.
Joshua was a servant of Moses.
Joshua was een dienaar van Moses.
Peter, James and John were the servants of Jesus.
Petrus, Johannes en Jacobus was dienaars van die Here.
Timothy was a servant of Paul.
Timotheus was een dienaar van Paulus.
Paul told Timothy where to go and what to preach.
Paulus heeft van Timotheus geleerd waar om te gaan en wat om te preek.
That's the great secret.
Dat is die groot geheim.
Is catching the anointing from somebody who has the mantle of the anointing.
Om die salving te ontvangen van iemand wat die mantel van die salving heeft.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, BDR, can I borrow your jacket, please? Wow. One of the things the anointing is compared to is a mantle.
Funny thing about the salving compared to is a mantle.
Yes. The anointing.
The salving.
If you are clever,
as jy slim is,
and you see a man of God,
jy sien 'n man van die Here,
you will not want anything he has except your eye will be on his shirt.
Jy sal niks anders wil hê nie. Jou oog sal op sy hemp wees. Yes.
Like, he may have a nice car, but you don't care about the car.
Hy kan 'n mooi kar hê, maar jy gee nie om oor die kar nie.
That is how clever Elisha was.
Dis hoe slim Elisha was.
When Elijah was going to heaven, Elijah just turned around to him because any father would do that. You want to care for the people you are leaving. He turned and said, look, what can I do for you?
Toen Elia hemel toe gaan, laat een goede vader gee om voor die mensen wat hij leidt. Hij zei, wat kan ik voor jou doen?
Do you want my house?
Wil je mijn huis hè?
Elijah said, no.
Elisha zei, nee.
No, thank you.
Nee, dank je.
Do you want my food?
Wil je mijn kos hè?
No, thank you.
Nee, dank je.
You want my chariot?
Wil je mijn strijdwagen hè?
No, thank you.
Nee, dank je.
Do you want my money?
Wil je mijn geld hè?
No, thank you.
Nee, dank je.
What do you want?
Nou, wat wil je dan hè?
Do you want my wife?
Wil je mijn vrouw hè?
My wife, I can give you my wife.
Ja, kan je mijn vrouw voor jou geven?
Elisha said, I don't. She's too old now. I don't.
Elisha said, yes, she's too old.
Oh no.
Then Elisha said, you know, Elisha said, I want a double portion of your anointing, but what he was actually saying was,
Elisha wou 'n dubbele deel van Elia se gees hê, maar wat hy eindelik gesê het, wow.
What he was actually saying was,
wat hy eindelik gesê het,
can I ask you, Elijah, for something, please, personal?
Kan ek vir u iets persoonlik vra, Elia?
Elijah, what is it?
Elisha,
and Elisha points and says, can I have your jacket?
And Elia,
the one you use, can I have this jacket?
Can
I
your mantle?
My jacket?
My
jacket? Can I have your jacket? That's all I want. I don't want any of your things. Just this one.
Ik wil niks anders van jou dingen. Ik wil
just this one.
Net daar.
You see, behind every great achievement is a secret.
Jy sien agter elke groot ding wat jy bereik het, as 'n
behind every great adventure and venture is a secret.
Elke groot avontuur.
When you see something great that is happening, there is a secret.
As jy iets groot sien gebeur, dan is daar 'n geheim daar agter.
Job said, "Oh, when the secret of God was on my tabernacle."
Job sê,
secret.
Die geheim van die Here.
What is the secret?
Wat is die geheim?
The secret is the anointing.
Die geheim is die salwing.
That is why Jesus,
dat is hoekom Jesus
said, the Spirit of the Lord is now on me.
Die Gees van die
Here has anointed me. to preach,
om te preach,
to heal,
om te genees,
to set the captives free.
Om die gevangenes
today,
vrij te set.
This scripture is fulfilled.
Vandaag wordt hier die schrift vervuld.
Behind every great accomplishment,
achter elke groot
is a great secret.
Is een groot geheim.
I pray for you. You find out that great secret.
Ik bid dat jij daar die geheim zal uitvinden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, one day I had a vision.
Een dag had ik een visie gehad.
In the vision,
and die visie,
I was in my office.
Ik was in mijn kantoor.
And an angel.
En een engel.
Came downstairs.
Ik ben die trappen afgekomen.
To me.
Naar mij toe.
And the angel was holding two things.
En die engel,
I remember it as clearly as I see you here.
Ik kan onthouden het nog zo stachelig.
The angel had a jar.
Die engel heeft een beker gehad.
A jar. Can I have a jar?
A beker.
The angel had a jar and a coat.
Die engel heeft een bottle.
And he walked down. He walked down the stairs. My office used to be downstairs. He came down to the basement.
En hij af bij die trappen gekomen.
And he said, hello. And I said, hi.
En hij hallo gezegd.
I have two things. This is a jar. And it contained ashes.
En hij zei,
and I said, what is that? He said, this is the ashes of your father.
En hij zei, ik heb hier die bottle. En hier binnenin is die as van jouw vader.
And the angel himself took the bottle and put it on the shelf.
En die engel vat die bottle en hij zet het op die rak.
He put it on the shelf.
En hij zet het op die rak.
And he said, but this was his coat.
Maar dat was zijn bijkie.
This was his coat.
Dat was zijn bijkie.
You must wear it.
Jij moet het dragen.
So, he made me put it on.
En dit laat ik het aantrek.
You see, you,
as it near you see,
that are feared or respected, is the mantle.
As in, as yeah. Mantle that I fear.
The anointing.
The salving.
And the angel said, you have to wear it for some time.
And the angel said, you must for a tijd dra.
And after that,
and na die,
you'll have to take it off.
Dan moet je het weer uittrek.
And somebody else is going to wear it.
En iemand anders gaat het dan dra.
And then he said, and you will go into the another bottle.
En dan ga jij weer naar een ander bottle in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in the bottle also.
Jij zal ook in een ander bottle wees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the mantle keeps going from person to person.
Zie je die mantel gaan van persoon tot persoon.
And the person who wears the mantle.
En die een wat die mantel dra.
Is able to do certain things which he can never do with his own power.
Als een staat om dingen te doen wat hij nooit kon gedoen het in zijn eigen kracht.
The devil is not afraid of you.
Die duivel is niet bang voor je niet.
He's afraid of that thing that he sees on you.
Hij is bang voor die ding wat hij ziet op jou.
Yes.
Yes.
He said, Jesus I know and Paul I know. What about you?
Hij zei, van Jezus ken ik en van Paulus ken ik. Wie is jij?
What are you carrying?
Wat draag jij?
Peter, James, John, they never preached, they never did anything. Till the day of Pentecost. Look, when the Holy Spirit came on them, within 1 hour, 3,000 people were saved. It took 1 hour of this mantle to be on Peter, James, and John.
Je ziet Petrus, Johannes en Jacobus heeft nooit gepreekt niet. Tot die dag van Pinkster. Dat het net die mantel van die Heilige Geest gekost. Omdat hij moet preken. 3,000 mensen heeft tot een keer gekomen.
Crusades were happening.
Veldtochten wat gebeurd.
Yes. Within 1 hour, there was a crusade. Within 1 hour, there was an altar call. 3,000 were saved.
Maar weet je waar uitnodiging was? Maar 3,000 mensen was gered.
Within 1 hour of the Holy Spirit, somebody was preaching.
Binnen een uur, die kracht van de Heilige Geest, wat iemand bezig was om te preek.
The anointing.
Die salving.
Comes.
Dat komt.
When Elijah came back, Elisha received the mantle.
You see, Elisha the mantle ontvang.
You see, you cannot know what you have.
You see, you cannot know what you have.
He was holding.
Hij dat vastgehou.
This is all I have now.
Dat is al wat ik oor heb.
And he started his lonely journey back, very sad, depressed.
En hij zei alleen rit begin.
When he came to the river,
toe hy by die rivier kom,
he remembered
het hy onthou
what his father did.
Wat sy vader gedoen het.
And he took the mantle.
You en see, hy vat die mantel.
And he smote the river.
En hy slaan op die rivier.
When you have the anointing,
wanneer jy die salwing het,
whatever response to your father will respond to you.
Wat ook aan jou vader geluister het, sal ook aan
jou luister. Whatever bow to your father will bow to you.
Wat onderwerp wat aan jou vader, sal ook aan jou onderwerp.
Yes.
Ja.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it is the anointing it recognizes. The river recognizes the same power.
Want as die salwing yes. geherken word, die rivier het ook dieselfde salwing geherken.
And gave up and gave in.
En het oopgemaak.
To the same thing.
The
people that were laughing. You see, when Elijah was moving with Elisha, people were mocking. Ah, la, 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 la. They were laughing at him. The Bible says they mocked.
You see, to see Elisha met Elia beweeg, het was aan mensen wat kei gemaakt het. Had het kei gemaakt van Elisha.
But when he came back with the anointing.
Maar toen hij terugkwam in die salving.
Beautiful.
Baie mooi.
They bowed to him.
Het hulle voor hom gebuig.
They bow to him.
Hulle het voor hom gebuig.
They bow to him.
Hulle het gebuig.
They bow to him.
Hulle het voor hom gebuig.
People may laugh at you.
Mense kan vir jou lag.
But when the anointing is on you.
Maar wanneer die salwing op jou is.
They can't easily laugh, you know. They can't easily laugh. They can't easily laugh. Because you can see that it's real.
En hulle kan sien dis 'n werklikheid.
Yes. So behind the great accomplishments.
So
there is a great secret.
And that secret
is not a secret of hard work.
As nie die geheim van harde werk nie.
It's not a secret of diligence.
As nie die geheim van deursettingsvermoë.
It's not a secret of being old in the church.
As nie die geheim dat jy baie oud tel in hierdie kerk
nie. It's not a secret of being a man or a woman.
As nie die geheim van jy is 'n man of 'n vrou.
So if I was a man, I would do much for God. No.
Jy sien wat ek kan
maak. Women have done greater things even.
Jy sien nou jy man as jy het groot dinge vir die Here gedoen. Vroue kan ook groot dinge vir die Here doen.
This is the secret. It's the secret of the anointing.
Dit is die geheim.
It's not about having money.
Dis nie geld nie.
You don't have to spend your time preaching every day about money.
Waarvoor wil jy heel dag preek oor geld?
When you preach about money all the time, you are sick.
Hoekom preek jy mekaar net oor geld?
You are a sick man. You are a sick pastor.
Jy's 'n siek persoon.
You are a sick pastor with a sickness.
Jy's 'n siek pastoor met 'n siekte.
God never sent us to go. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will have a lot of money, houses, riches and so on. Is that why God sent his son?
Want so lief het God die wêreld gehad dat sy enige gebore seun gegee het. Dan gaan jy klomp geld uit groot huise. Dit hoekom God die sy seun gestuur het?
What you need is this.
Wat jy nodig het is dit.
The anointing.
Die salwing.
The anointing.
Die salwing.
The anointing.
Die salwing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When Elijah smote the river,
to see Elijah the water slam,
it parted.
Het opgegaan.
Then he looked at it again. He said, "Hey!"
And I kijk dan en zei,
"I have something powerful.
Ik heb iets krachtig.
I have something powerful.
Ik heb iets krachtig."
Now,
no.
Let me share with you how I came to be anointed.
Kom ik deel met jullie hoe het ik zo gesalf geword?
I must be anointed.
Ek moet gesalf wees.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be in Upington.
Anders sal ek in Upington
to be here, it takes the anointing to be here.
Om hier te wees, het vat die salwing om hier te wees.
It takes the anointing.
Yes, of course, die salwing.
Without anointing, you cannot come here.
Sonder die salwing
kan. Do you know where we are coming from? We are coming from West Africa.
Ons kom van West Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are not Americans.
Ons is nie Amerikaners nie.
No.
Nee.
We are not Americans.
Nie Amerikaners nie.
Yes. We don't have American money.
Ons het nie Amerikaanse geld nie.
Yes. I have lived in Ghana all my life. I've never lived outside Ghana.
Ek woon my hele lewe lank in Ghana, nog nooit buite kan Ghana nie.
No.
Nee.
I am also colored like you because my mother is white, Swiss and half from Ghana and my mother is so I'm colored, but I've lived all my life in Ghana.
Ek is ook 'n kleurling soos julle. My ma is wit soos my pa.
Is that not how you become colored? Is that not how to become colored?
As dis hoe mense kleurling word.
Original colored.
Hoe oorspronklike kleerling.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you see, many years ago, somebody came to me and gave me a book. Behind every great venture is what? Secret.
Achter elke avontuur is 'n geheim.
Person came to me and gave me a book.
Persoon na my toe gekom en 'n boek gegee.
Yes.
Ja.
When I read the book,
toe ek hierdie boek gelees het,
I had already been nurtured and a man. I already had a man. I was nurtured, nourished nicely in Christ.
Ek was klaar goed nagekyk. Ek het 'n man gehad alreeds.
Nourished. Ja, was nurtured.
Goed verpleeg, goed nagekyk, goed na omgesien. Ja.
But I could not come out mightily.
Maar ek kon nie magtig deurbreek nie.
Because you need to believe in the prophet before you come mightily.
En jy sien jy moet in die profeet glo voordat jy magtig kan deurbreek.
So anyway, somebody gave me a book. And when he gave me the book, I read it and I said, "Wow. What other book has this man written?"
En iemand het my 'n boek gegee en ek sê, "Wow. Watter ander boek het hierdie man ook geskryf?"
Yes.
Ja.
And then what has he preached?
En wat het hy ook gepreek al?
So I started to listen to his preaching and read his books.
Ek het begin om na sy predikasies te luister en sy boeke te lees.
I was in secondary school.
Ek was op die sekondêre skool.
How do you call it here? Secondary school.
Sekondêre skool. Secondary school is correct, sir.
High school, same thing.
Secondary school.
Then I was a leader in my fellowship in school, and I noticed that when I listen to him preaching and I preach the same thing, it sounds more powerful. That's what I noticed it in school, secondary school.
Ek was 'n leier van 'n groep op die skool en nadat ek na sy predikasies geluister het, het ek begin te magtig begin te preek.
That was it. But in 1982,
maar in 1982,
I finished high school and I went to the university medical school.
Ek hoërskool klaar gemaak het en na die universiteit toe gegaan, na die mediese universiteit.
And I was in the medical school from 1982 up to 1989.
En ek was in die mediese skool vanaf 1982 tot 1989.
All through that time I was a Christian leader. And I started a church.
Was ek 'n Christen leier en ek het 'n kerk begin.
But in the last year, my final year.
Maar in die laaste jaar, my finale jaar.
1988. I had gotten used to listening to Kenneth Hagin preaching.
Ek het gewoond geraak om te luister na Kenneth Hagin se boodskappe.
And one of the months we were supposed to go outside, like you are in Johannesburg, you have to come to Upington or go somewhere outside the capital city to practice rural medicine. So you learn how to be in a hospital where we don't have all the gadgets and everything. So I had to do that for one month.
Ek moes uit die hoofstad uitgekom het naar een van die plattelande om plattelandse medisy uit te deel.
Hey. And I started a church. I had about 25 members.
En ek het 'n kerk begin. Ek het so 25 lidmate gehad.
Everybody was a student.
Almal van hulle was studente.
Nobody was married.
Niemand was getroud.
Nobody had a car.
Niemand had 'n kar gehad nie.
Nobody had money.
Niemand het geld gehad.
Everybody was nobody.
Elkeen was 'n niemand.
In my church.
In my kerk.
Hey. One night in 1988, I was praying.
Het ek gebid.
And Kenneth Hagin's tape was over there in the corner.
En Kenneth Hagin's stoel was daar.
And I was kneeling by my bed.
Sy tape was daar en ek het gekniel langs my bed.
I started to pray at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
En ek begin te preek, te begin te bid 7 uur in die aand.
But I fell asleep.
Maar ek het aan die slaap gegaan.
How many fall asleep sometimes?
Wie val almal aan die slaap?
I am telling you how I became anointed.
Ek wil u vertel hoe ek gesalf geword.
But I woke up at about 2 a.m.
Ek het so 2 uur in die oggend wakker geword.
And I continued speaking in tongues.
En ek begin om
And the tape was still playing.
En die tape was nog besig om te speel.
Auto reverse. Auto goes and
comes. Never stop.
Never stop.
Hy stop nie, hy gaan van self aan. Automaties.
Suddenly,
skielik
at about 2 a.m.
om aan by 2 uur in die oggend,
something jumped out of the tape.
It sprung uit die tape
and entered my belly.
En kom in
I felt something going into me.
Ik voel iets dat in mij ingaan.
And then I heard a voice.
En toen hoor ik een stem.
In the room.
In die kamer.
And the voice said, from today.
En die stem zei van vandaag af.
From today.
Van vandaag af.
You can teach.
Kan jij onderrig.
From today you can teach.
Van vandaag kan je onderrig.
And then I heard another voice.
En toen hoor ik een
different from the first one.
Verschillend van die
and the voice said, I will prove it to you.
En die stem zei, ik zal het aan jou bewijzen.
And he has been proving it to me since then.
En hij bewijst het tot op vandaag toe.
Yes.
Yes.
28 years ago.
28 jaar geleden.
Ja. Yeah. That was the day I became anointed.
Dat is die dag.
You see, to teach. And even for the ministry.
Dus die dag toen ik gesalf geworden.
That day. Something flew.
Daar die dag. Het iets beweeg.
And landed on me.
En op mijn geval.
From Kenneth Hagin.
Vanaf Kenneth Hagin.
You see, you can believe generally in God, but you need a human being, a prophet. So believe in God, you are man. Believe in his prophet, then you chalak. You go mightily. I must have gone mightily to be standing here today. To have blind people seeing in a crusade, I must have come mightily.
As blinde mense kan sien in die veldtog, dan moet ek magtiglik deurgebreek het.
Yes.
Ja.
I must have come mightily to be able to have a crusade in Upington.
Ek moes magtig deurgebreek het om 'n crusade in Upington te hê.
Now listen, for the anointing you cannot see it all.
Jy sien nie, Salvan, jy kan dit nie sien nie.
But you can see the effect of it.
Maar jy kan die effek daarvan sien.
Yes. It's like the wind.
Jy sien die wind.
Jesus said you cannot see.
Jesus say, you cannot
where it's going.
Where it's going.
Like right now, there is a wind coming from this fan.
You
cannot see it.
You cannot see it.
But you can feel the effect of it.
Maar jy kan die effect daarvan voel.
So if I am anointed,
as ek
you gesal, will never see it.
Jy sal het nie sien nie.
But you will see the effect of it.
Maar jy sal die effect daarvan sien.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is how come I'm here today.
Dis hoekom ek hier is vandag.
Now I started to teach and to preach. I continued, I was. In my little church with 25 members. There is a little lady called Mercy. When I came back, she wrote a letter to her friend. And she said, Brother Doug is different.
And she said, Brother Doug is verschillend.
I was not even... Anders.
Anders.
I was not even called pastor. I was called brother. Nobody called me pastor. I was called brother Doug.
Niemand had me pastoor genoemd. Ik was genoemd pastoor Doug.
Broeder.
Broer Doug.
Okay. Brother Doug.
Broer Doug.
Are you listening to me?
Luister naar mij.
She wrote a letter. She said, Brother Doug is different.
Hy het 'n brief geskryf wat sê broer Dak is
verskillend. She is the first person who noticed the anointing on my life.
Sy is die eerste persoon wat die salwing op my lewe.
I never spoke about what happened to me. I never told anybody.
Ek het niemand vertel wat met my gebeur het.
You cannot see the anointing, but you can see the effects of the anointing.
Jy kan nie die salwing sien nie, maar jy kan die effek van die salwing sien.
Now, is the experience I had, is it biblical?
Jy sien die ondervinding wat ek gehad het, is dit Bybels?
Turn to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2.
Ga naar Ezekiel,
verse 1 and 2, if you like. Verse 1
and 2. Vers 1 en 2.
What does Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 say? Please, let's all read it because you have to be sure that what I am saying is biblical. If it's not biblical, you need to throw it away.
And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me.
And the what?
And I heard him that
and the
And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me.
The Spirit or the anointing entered into me when he spake unto me. The Spirit entered into me. When, so as I was listening to the message, and as I was listening to the preaching, over and over and over, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me.
En terwijl ik geluisterd had naar die predikatie oor en oor, het die gees van die Here in my ingekom.
Acts chapter 10,
Handelinge hoofdstuk 10,
verse 44.
Vers 44.
Remember, this is Peter preaching the famous message in Cornelius' house. Ananias.
Dat is die bekende boodskap wat Petrus gepreek het
Cornelius
in die huis van
Ananias.
Cornelius.
Yes.
In die huis van Cornelius.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
Yes. Now Peter was preaching. Remember, this is the sermon where he said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, healing everybody. And he was preaching a long message. And he preached from about verse 33 all the way, and he was still preaching in verse 44. Acts 10, Peter is preaching in somebody's house to a church. Okay? Read what happened when Peter was preaching.
While Peter yet spake this way.
While Peter yet spake these words, or while Peter was still preaching, what happened?
The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
The Holy Spirit fell on those who were hearing the words.
Die Heilige Geest op die geval wat die woorden gehoor het.
The Holy Spirit fell on people who were listening to the preaching.
Die Heilige Geest op mensen geval wat naar die predikatie geluisterd heeft.
One of the ways which the Holy Spirit comes on us is when we are listening to preaching and listening to the word of God.
Een van die maniere hoe Heilige Geest oor ons kom is wanneer ons luister naar die predikatie van God se woord.
That is why we encourage people to listen to preaching. Many pastors don't have the habit of listening to preaching messages, which is a very sad, it's like somebody who has grown up without learning how to brush your teeth. It's a good habit you have not learned.
Dus ek kom baie pastore is nie maklik vir hulle om te luister na goeie predikasie nie. Dis amper so iemand wat opgroei wat nie gewoond is om sy tande te borsel nie.
There are some habits that are very important for those who work for God and those who are ministers of the gospel.
Daar sekere dinge wat jy moet aanleer wat goed is om na die woord van die Here te luister.
And one of them is the art of listening to preaching, like Ezekiel said, the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me. Or Acts 10:44, the Spirit fell on those who were hearing Peter preach. Not those who were watching TV or those who were just even praying, but those who were listening to Peter preach. The Spirit fell on those people. The Spirit is going to fall on you soon.
En een van die dinge is om te luister naar wanneer die Heilige Geest met jou spreek. Nie om TV te kyk nie. Die Heilige Geest gaan binnenkort op u val.
Many years ago,
baie jare gelede,
I tell you, you cannot be a mature cow and say, you are 8 years old, you can find your way, go by yourself. No. I ask God, which of my preaching is the most anointed?
Jy kan nie sê ek is 'n volwasse koe, jy gaan sommer my enige pad gaan nie. Nee.
Is it a crusade? Is it the crusades?
As dit die veldtog?
Is it the camp meetings?
As dit die kamp?
Is it Sunday services?
As dit iemand se bedieninge?
Is it Tuesday services?
As dit Dinsdag aan 'n diens?
What are the most anointed times when I am preaching?
Wat is die mees gesalde oomblikke wanneer ek onderrig?
And the Holy Spirit told me, it is the camp meetings
as die kamp vergaderinge
that has the most anointing, not crusades.
Wat die meeste salwing het, nie veldtogte nie.
Not church services.
Nie kerkdienste nie.
And I said, Lord, why?
Ek sê, Here, hoekom?
He said, oh, you can see from the effect.
Jy kan sien die effek.
From the effect.
Van die, of die effect.
All the pastors, I have 1,917 pastors.
Ek het 1,917 pastore.
Pastors in of my churches
and my kerk
and all the churches are, it's not a franchise, not like McDonald's you pay and then, or KFC you pay and then you have they give you. No, no. They are disciples from the original church, and we send them out, and it's all the same church.
It's
not a franchise. It's not a KFC. No, no, no. So, I believe the Holy Spirit led me to put together what I call the Makane. Bring this thing here, right here. The Makane.
Het mij geleid om die Makane bij elkaar te zetten.
Yeah. Bring it and put it right here.
Zet die Makane.
Behind every great venture is what?
Achter groot avontuur
right
is wat?
Here, right here. Let it face the people nicely. This is it, the Makane. This word is a Hebrew word in the Bible. It means camps. Camp. The camp.
That is a Hebrewse woord. Dat betekent om te kamp.
Like camp meeting.
Dus een kampvergadering.
Yeah. And I put it all together.
En ik heb alles bij elkaar gezet.
And that is it here.
En dat is dat nou hier.
831 hours of preaching.
En 31 uur van predikatie.
It never gets finished. You can listen and listen and listen, and your life and your ministry. If I have one gift to give a pastor, I'll say, I'll give you the Makane.
Jy kan oor en oor daarna luister. As daar een geskenk is wat ek 'n pastoor kan gee, dan gee ek hom die Makane.
Yeah.
Ja.
So all these different ones, there are different types of Makane now.
Daar is verskillende tipe Makanes.
Just like when you go to KFC, you have hot wings, you have what do you call it? You have two buckets, different, but it's all KFC.
Daar's verskillende produkte in KFC. Wings and streetwise too, maar jy kan.
Hey. This is Makane Extra, new ones.
Dit is Makane Extra.
Makane Ion.
Makane Ion.
Different ones there.
Dis verskillendes.
Amen. Amen. So the anointing,
die salwing,
to teach came on me.
Om te onderrig.
And since then I've been teaching.
En sierdae het ek begin te onderrig.
Makane Ion.
Makane Eister.
Charisma about the anointing.
Charisma.
Teaching. Loyalty about teaching. Videos, some of videos. Now, here I am today.
Hier is ek vandaag.
With books.
Met boeken.
Now.
No.
Sorry. Behind every great venture is a great secret.
Achter elke groot avontuur is een
groot succes. One of the great secrets is the books.
Een van die grootste geheime is die boeken.
I would not have come to Upington if the printer had not finished making the books.
Ek sal nie na Upington toe gekom het as die printer nie die boeke klaar gedruk
het. I find it a waste of time to preach to you without giving you the books.
Ek sal dit as 'n vermorsing van tyd gesien het sonder die boeke.
Let me tell you something.
Kom met ek vir iets.
Do not be a hypocrite.
Moenie 'n hypocrite wees nie.
Every one of us knows God through a book, the Bible.
Almal ken die Here deur 'n boek, naamlik die Bybel.
There are people who like to pretend like they're always having visions and angels are appearing to them all around. Listen, practically most of us, we know about God and we know God by reading.
Baie mense wil hoog heilig wees en sê hulle het visies gesien, maar onthou ons ken God deur lees.
Yes. Jesus came preaching for 3 years and we have had a book, the Bible, for 2,000 years. And that is how we have known about God, through reading books.
Jesus het gekom net en het gepreek net 3 jaar. Maar ons ken die woord van die Here deur die Bybel al meer as 2,000 jaar.
If you cannot read, you cannot lead.
As jy nie kan lees nie, dan kan jy nie lei nie.
If you do not read, you are no different from an illiterate.
As jy nie kan lees nie, dan is jy niks anders as 'n ongeletterde nie.
Look, I went to medical school. I'm a medical doctor, licensed and everything, for 7 years. And I can tell you that it is more difficult to be a pastor than to be a medical doctor.
Ek is 'n gelisensieerde mediese dokter vir meer as 7 jaar. En ek kan vir u sê, dit is baie moeiliker om 'n pastoor te wees as 'n mediese dokter.
You know,
you see,
I was once thinking that if I was to be a doctor, I have to do something complicated. something difficult, and God says, He has given me something very difficult to do. Something complicated.
Ik het gedink om 'n mediese dokter te wees, moet ek iets baie moeiliks doen. Maar God het vir my gesê, ek gee jou 'n moeilike ding om te doen. Nog moeiliker.
The anointing.
Die salwing.
Is one of the great secrets.
Is een van die groot geheime.
Behind this great accomplishment.
Achter hierdie groot sukses.
These books have printed more than 11 million. Million, not thousand. Million. In many languages. I am invited to many countries I cannot attend. People read my book and they invite me. Many pastors can testify. Because that anointing that came on me was the same thing that Kenneth Hagin did. Kenneth Hagin had 65 million books by the time he was dead. Yes.
Hierdie boek het al meer as 11 miljoen mense bereik. In verskillende lande en in verskillende tale. Ek het geluister na Kenneth Hagin se boodskappe. En Kenneth Hagin het baie boeke al geskryf. 60 miljoen boeke al geskryf.
Hey. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
You need to become a reader. And I'm introducing these books to you as a great gift. And I could give you free of charge, everybody. But I will not, because when you give things to free, they don't appreciate it. Not really. I'm not going to give it free. But we have enough money. We have enough money. We have enough money to give it free. Yeah.
Jy moet 'n goeie leser wees.
Yeah.
Jy sê, ek kan hierdie boeke vir u verniet gee, maar gaan dit nie verniet gee nie.
Ons
gaan dit nie lees nie.
We are not doing business.
Ons doen nie besigheid nie.
No, no. A church and the work of God is not a company. It's not a limited liability company.
Dit is nie 'n maatskappy nie.
No. This is God's work.
Nee, dis God se werk hierdie.
Yes.
Ja.
Now let me just share with you before I come getting towards the end of my little session here with you.
Omdat ek dit met u deel voor ek na die einde van my sessie kom.
Thank you, doctor. The secret of a book.
Die geheim van 'n boek.
Do you know why a book is powerful?
Weet hoekom is 'n boek so kragtig?
Or a tape, one of these things.
Of
it is powerful because it is a seed.
Dit is kragtig want dit is 'n saad.
Yes. Jesus said the sower went out to sow and the seed is the word of God.
Die Bybel sê die saaier uitgegaan om te saai en die saad is die woord van die Here.
The uniqueness of these books is the fact that they are mostly toward people who want to work for God or ministers. They are not books for popularity. My books are not popular for popularity. They are for ministry.
Die uniekheid van hierdie boeke is nie vir om jou bekend te maak nie, maar as om te leer om te werk in die bediening van die Here.
If I wanted to be a lot of people to buy my book, I would not write a book with such a title, Losing, Suffering, Sacrificing, and Dying. An American woman saw this book, a publisher, and she said, this is the worst title I have ever seen of any book.
As Bishop Devil geld gemaak het met sy boeke, sou hy nie daai titel gebruik het vir sy boek nie. 'N Vrou het die titel van die boek gesien en gesê dit is die swakste titel wat sy nog ooit gesien het op 'n boek.
Of course, because she's an American in American industry. We have learned a lot from Americans, but the American church has changed now. American church has become something different, mostly a business. If you want to sell a few thousands of these, you have to write something nice, a good life. Sweet, nice, life, happiness, living, good, everything, nice. Not losing, suffering, sacrifice and die. What nonsense is that? But Jesus said, anyone who comes to me, let him take up his cross and follow me. If any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his brother, his wife and his children, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. That's Jesus Christ, my Savior and your Savior.
As jy wil baie boeke skryf wat bekend is en baie verkoop, sal jy sulke titels gebruik. Jesus sê, as iemand agter my aan wil kom, moet hy homself verloon en sy kruis opneem. Hy moet sy pa en sy ma verlaat en agter my aankom.
That is why the church is powerless.
Dis hoekom die kerk kragteloos geword het.
Yeah. We love life. Other religions want to die for what they believe. We want to live.
Alle gelowe sal doodgaan vir dit waarin hulle glo. Nee, ons wil leef.
When you take out the sacrifice element,
as jy die offer element uitneem,
when you take out the cross,
as jy die kruis wegneem,
1 Corinthians 1:18 says that the preaching of the cross is the power of God. That is where the power is, in the sacrifice.
1 Corinthians 18 sê die prediking van die kruis is die krag van die evangelie. Daar lê opoffering.
You take the cross and throw it out of the church.
Van die kruis en gooi dit in die kerk uit.
You take suffering and throw it out of the church.
Jy vat lyding en gooi dit in die kerk uit.
That's when the church becomes powerless.
Dis wanneer die kerk kragteloos word.
I have never seen a South African pastor going out of South Africa to start a church or start a mission. Never.
Ek het nog nooit 'n Suid-Afrikaanse pastoor gesien in die buiteland gaan om 'n kerk daar te begin vir die Here nie.
No. You are supposed to be the greatest country in Africa, isn't it true?
Jy is veronderstel om die grootste land in Afrika te wees. Is dit nie waar nie?
But South Africa is full of scaredy cat pastors. No one is prepared to do anything for God. Even the South African businessmen are wiser than the South African pastors. Because the South African businessmen have established ShopRite, Mr. Price, and other South MTN, other South African business in West Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Zambia, in Kenya, and other places. But no South African pastor will dare to step out even from Upington up to just Kuruman or to Klerksdorp. No. Very good.
Baie Suid-Afrikaanse pastore is swakker as Suid-Afrikaanse besigheidsmense. Suid-Afrikaanse besigheidsmense het besighede in Wes-Afrika. Ons wil nie so ver as Kuruman en Klerksdorp travel nie.
Good. You are the exception. You are the exception.
Yes, you understand.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit. Or the Spirit of the world. Which one is in the church?
Of die Geest van die wereld. Wat een is in die kerk? Die Heilige Geest.
Which Spirit is in the church?
Wat een Geest is in die kerk?
I challenge you.
Ik daag jou uit.
Which Spirit?
Wat een Geest.
Which Spirit is in the church?
Wat een Geest is in die kerk?
When the Holy Spirit, look, do you know the mission of the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit landed on the day of Pentecost, immediately souls were won. Crusades. Look, he said, you'll receive power after the Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witness in Jerusalem. Then you'll go to Judea. Then you'll go to Samaria. Then you'll go to the uttermost parts of the earth. Do you have that Holy Spirit? Or which Spirit do you have? I have not seen you moving out of Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost. You are staying in Jerusalem and you are dying in Jerusalem. And you are preaching about prosperity and becoming poorer every day. The only thing you have are debts and mortgages.
Wat is die missie van die Heilige Geest? Julle sal krag ontvang wanneer die Heilige Geest op julle kom en julle sal uitgaan na die uithoeke van die aarde, Samaria, Judea en die uiterste van die aarde. Wat maak ons nou? Ons preek voorspoed. Dit is nie die boodskap van die Heilige Geest van die Here nie.
What spirit do you have?
Wat 'n gees het jy?
What spirit do you have?
Wat 'n gees het jy?
As for the spirit,
as vir die gees,
you cannot see it.
Jy kan dit nie sien nie.
But you can see the effects of it.
Maar jy kan die effek daarvan sien.
It's like the wind.
As jy sien van
you cannot see.
Jy kan dit nie sien nie.
You can see the effect of it.
Maar jy kan die effek daarvan sien.
You see pastors today.
Jy sien pastore vandag.
So proud.
So trots.
So big.
So groot.
We are not prepared to do anything for God.
Hulle is nie bereid om enigiets te doen nie.
Yeah. We are not prepared to lift up our eyes.
Hulle is nie bereid om hulle oë op te lig nie.
And see that there are others.
En sien dat daar is ook ander.
Others.
Ander.
Waiting.
Wat wag?
Hoping.
Wat hoop?
Look at South Africa.
Ander Suid-Afrikaners.
Falling to drugs.
Wat vasgevall is in dwelms.
Falling to crime.
Vasgevall in
falling to demons.
Vasgevall in demoniese magte. Yes.
The pastors.
En julle pastore.
You have become like you are following Americans.
Julle volg Amerikaners na.
That's the only example you have.
Dis al voorbeeld julle het.
The reason I don't put my picture. Look at South Africa. If you have colored, no black man will come. If you have black, no colored like that. And you say you are Christians. There's no mixture. The souls are there. A colored pastor cannot go and preach to any black man. A black person cannot preach to a colored person. Wow. And we are saying we are born again. You say you are born again. Apartheid is on fully. Unofficial, but it is there. And you say you are Christians.
Jy sien in Suid-Afrika kan die kleerlinge vir die swarte preek en die swarte nie vir die kleerlinge nie en die kleerlinge kan nie gaan na die swart gebied nie en nog sê ons almal ons is Christene.
Hey,
wat is?
Black and white. Never mixing.
Swart en wit, hulle wil nie meng nie.
And the pastors, what are we preaching?
Pastore, wat preek ons?
No evangelism.
Geen evangelisasie.
No church planting.
Geen kerkplanting.
People came to die in South Africa to bring the gospel here. They came as missionaries from America in the days when the Americans were on fire. They came to die here. You see their graves, Assemblies of God, Wonderful Church, AFM. They are missionaries who came to die here. And today, what are you also doing for the rest of the world, which is full of wickedness and dying souls? Hey! What kind of pastors have been created today? What kind of people are in charge of the church? It has happened during our time that now Christianity is no more the fastest growing religion. Another religion is now the fastest growing. And you are sitting in South Africa, you can watch nation after nation because of this type of pastors we have and this type of church all over Africa. Nation by nation will be declared. This is now a nation belonging to this religion, one after the other. And I tell you, when the nation is declared, it's now this religion. They don't allow churches there.
Wat is nou die vinnigste
groeiende
geloof in die wêreld? Dis nie meer Christendom nie. Daar's 'n ander geloof wat vinniger groei as Christendom.
Oh yes, it's coming here. We are here clapping for ourselves. We are sick.
Ons klap aan vir onsself. Ons is siek.
Every day, money. And where is your money? What do you have? You have nothing. All through South Africa, as we've gone, nobody, we can take an offering. This crowd like this, $300 will be the offering. You see the crusade like $300, nothing. Pastors don't have money. Nobody can give. It's only one town we were where they said, we will want to buy fuel for your cars. All the pastors, the church, they'll be looking at you. And everybody has a nice car. All our debt, loans, every day you are paying, that is the whole life. The borrower is a servant. He is a servant. The borrower is a servant. The borrower is not a free man. The borrower is a servant. You are a servant. You are a servant. You are a servant of the one who lent the money to you.
Ons preek so oor geld, maar ons het nie geld nie. Ooral waar ons dit gegaan het, het die pastoor nie geld nie. Hulle vat 'n offering op en die offering is maar $300. Niemand kan eers kom, maar is net in een dorp waar iemand gesê het, ons sal jou trok vol maak met petrol. Ons wil, ons wat sê ons het geld, maar ons gaan leen geld. En een wat leen, is 'n onderdaan aan die een van wie hy geld leen.
Oh ja. Oh ja.
Halleluja.
Yes. Now listen, let me tell you something before I end. You know something? A book is a seed.
Misschien een boek is een zaad.
One day I was watching a television and I saw a horse, race horses. There was this horse, very, very fast, the best in the world.
Een dag had ik televisie gekeken en ik had hier die renperen gezien. En die was hier die specifieke renper, die vinnigste in die wereld.
And the owner,
en die eienaar,
this felt one day that this is very dangerous. My horse can fall down and break the leg.
Het gevoel een dag, die eienaar een dag gevoel, dat is baie gevaarlijk. Die per kan net een dag vallen en zijn been breken.
So he decided to withdraw the horse from the race and keep the horse in his farm, the best horse, and advertise anybody who wants my horse's seeds or sperms, bring your females and I will charge you to stay with my champion male seeds and sperms.
And I say, sy renperd geonttrek en het op die plaas by hom gehou en gesê, enige iemand wat wil aanteel met my perd, bring jou perd tot hier by my op die plaas, dan kan my perd sy saad aan jou perd leen. Dan moet jy betaal, ja.
Ja. Ja, betaal. Wat is
het? Betaal. Pay, pay, pay. Pay to pay.
Pay. Because if my horse, which is the fastest, has sex with your horse, your horse may give birth to a very fast, famous horse too.
As jou my perd wat vinnig is met jou perd gemeenskap het, dan ga jou perd daai gene kry om so vinnig te wees soos my perd.
Huh? Say it well.
Ja, om geboorte te gee aan 'n perd wat so vinnig is soos my perd.
Do you know how much the man was charging for one weekend with the horse for one weekend?
Weet jy hoeveel die man die mense gevra om een naweek met sy perd te hê?
Does anybody want to imagine? Do you know how much it was to stay one weekend with the horse for the seed? How much he was charging for the seed?
Kan jy jou indink hoeveel hierdie man gevra net vir die saad van sy perd?
$200?
$300,000. That's what they say.
$200,000. He was charging $2 million, which is 36 million rands, for one weekend, Friday to Sunday.
Hy het 36 miljoen rand gevra vanaf Vrydag tot Saterdag vir een naweek.
Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know why? Do you know why? Because a seed is a very, very, very powerful thing that can change everything about your life, a seed. When somebody gave me that book by Kenneth Hagin, he was giving me my life, my ministry, all the people that work for me. I have so many people that work for me. All my crusades and churches, thousands of them. He was actually giving me my life. I didn't even know what I was receiving. Behind every great venture is a great secret. The secret of books and the secret of reading.
Een geheim van boeken en een geheim om te lees.
It's a great secret for every minister.
Als een groot geheim voor elke bedienaar.
Show me the book you are reading.
Wijs mij die boek wat je bezig om te lees.
No, one day I was in a bus in Sweden.
Een dag was ik
in a bus in Sweden.
Ik was in een bus in Zweden.
With the top executive of a great organization of pastors.
Met een groot hooggeplaatste van een organisatie van pastoren.
And I was reading a book.
En ik was bezig om een boek te lees.
And an old Assemblies of God man minister.
En een old Assemblies of God bedienaar.
He walked up to where I was sitting in the bus.
Hij stapte waar ik zat in die bus.
And took the book I was reading.
En neem het boek wat ik bezig om te lees.
To look at what I was reading.
Om te kijken wat ik bezig om te lees.
And he saw the title.
En hij zien die titel.
And then he gave it back to me. He said, I wanted to see what you were reading.
En hij geeft het terug van mij. Hij zei, ik heb net gezien wat je bezig is om te lees.
Show me what you are reading. Show me what you are reading.
Wijs mij wat je bezig is om te lezen.
And I will show you what you going to become of you.
Dan zal ik je vertellen wat van jou gaan worden.
I can know all about you by seeing the books that you are reading.
Ik kan alles van jou weten net om te kijken naar die boek wat je leest.
Most ministers, look, doctor was introducing book about church growth. Most pastors don't have any book about church growth.
Dokter het ons een boek gewijs van kerkgroei. Baie van ons pastoren het geen boeken van kerkgroei nie.
Ja. Yeah. Most.
Meeste van ons.
Ja. Yeah. Yeah. Or evangelism. Or humility.
Evangelisatie of nie is nederigheid nie.
Humility.
Nederigheid.
Pastors are so proud now.
Pastoren is nou so trots.
When you invite them to preach.
Wanneer jy hulle nooi om te kom preek.
How much?
Hoeveel?
So you know how much will you give?
Hoeveel zal je geven?
They tell you why you must pay. You know my 1 hour of my time is worth 60,000.
Ze 1 uur van mijn tijd is 60,000.
20,000.
20,000.
So when I come,
wanneer ik kom,
I will eat
zal ik nog
special food
speciale
in the morning.
In die ochtend.
Mango salad.
Mango slaaien.
Hey, in the afternoon.
En die middag.
Tea with lemon and honey and brown sugar and.
Sier lemon en jenna.
And in the evening.
En in die aand.
I have to eat special things.
Ik moet speciale dingen eet.
They are more than kings and queens.
Hulle gedraal meer as konings en koninginne.
We don't read.
Ons wil nie lees nie.
About humility.
Van nederigheid.
Or about lay people. This book is called Lycos.
Hierdie boek word genoem Lycos.
Lycos is about volunteers.
Lycos is van mense wat vrywillige werk wil doen.
Lay people.
Vrywilligers.
People who work for God without being paid.
Mense wat vir die Here werk sonder om betaald te word.
Today the church is full of vampires.
Vandag is die kerk vol.
Today the church is full of vampires.
Bloedsuigers.
Vampire.
Ja, bloedsuigers. Bloedsuigers.
Bloedsuigers.
Ja, vampire.
To play the organ, you pay them.
Net om die keyboard te spelen, moet je betaal.
To play the organ, you have to pay me.
Net om te spelen instrument, moet je betaal.
To help with the security in the church, you have to pay me.
Als ik mijn securiteit moet helpen in die kerk, dan betaal je mij.
To clean the church, you have to pay me.
Als ik de kerk moet schoonmaken, betaal mij.
Pay, how much? How much?
Betaal, hoeveel?
Pay me. Vampires.
Vampire.
And South Africa, nobody does anything free.
And South Africa will niemand niks van niet doen.
Hey. Wickedness.
Godeloosheid.
You have not learned.
Hulle wil
leer. Do something from your heart.
Om iets te doen uit sy hart.
Because you love God.
Omdat je God lief
heeft. Do you think I came here to get money from you?
Denk je dat ik hier gekomen om geld van jou te nemen?
What am I going to get from you?
Wat ga ik van jou krijgen?
What do you have to give me?
Wat heb je om van mij te geven?
Hey!
Hey!
Do you think if I was following money I would come here?
Denk je als ik geld nagejaagd heb, ik zou hier naartoe gekomen?
No.
Nee.
No.
Nee.
Do you think I want some of your debt? No.
Denk je wel van jou? Van jouw schulden wil ik nog geld af.
Lay people.
Vrijwilligers.
We have to teach for people to love God by serving Him and say, Lord, if I can play the piano for your glory, thank you, Jesus. I've got fingers. I can play. Thank you, Jesus. I can sing. You have to sing. I have to pay you to sing. This lady comes all the way from America. I don't pay her. She comes and buy her own ticket. Stand here, sing. Come all the way here. No pay, nothing. She buys her own ticket to come here. Where are the people who love God? Only pay. Everything pay me.
Hierdie dame hier voor kom al die pad uit Amerika uit. Sonder betaling. En ons, wat wil ons doen vir die Here? As ons moet speel, wil ons betaal word. As ons daar staan, wil ons betaal word. As ons hier voor moet staan, wil ons betaal word. Alles gaan by ons net oor betaling.
Ask your neighbor, are you one of the vampires?
Vraag vir jou, wie een langs aan jou is, een van die vampire.
Hey! Leadership. The Art of Leadership. I'm just ending introducing this book, The Art of Leadership.
I have two,
three books on leadership, the Wiser Serpent. This one, A Good General. Anybody who loves leadership will love this book. And this one, The Art of Leadership. And this wonderful one, What It Means to Be as Wise as a Serpent. Yeah, you have a lot of snakes in South Africa, but Christians must learn more about snakes because Jesus pointed only to snakes and said, be like the snake.
Ons het baie slange in Suid-Afrika en Jesus het verwys na 'n slang en sê wees soos 'n slang, so wys.
You see this one here, the ceiling? One day I had a project and the lights were not working, so the electrician, I asked him to go up. So he went inside to check something. And very quickly he came out.
Een dag het ek 'n elektriesien gekry om aan die plafon in te gaan. En toe hy in is, het hy vinnig weer uitgekom.
Hey. I said, why did you come quickly?
Ek vra, hoekom het jy so vinnig uitgekom?
He said, I saw the skin of a snake there.
Hy sê ek het die vel van 'n slang daarbo gesien.
The skin of a snake.
Nee, die slang, die vel van 'n slang.
And you see, the skin of a snake, it means that the snake has changed the skin. To be as wise as a serpent means to be able to change your skin. And have a new skin. Bigger and shinier. Radical changes in your life and your ministry. When you are as wise as a serpent, you can undergo radical changes in your life and your ministry.
Wanneer jy die vel van 'n slang sien, dan weet jy hierdie slang het verander om beterder en helderder te lyk. As jy veranderinge in jou lewe wil sien, moet jy soos 'n slang maak om radikale veranderinge in jou lewe te sien plaasvind.
That's what it means to be as wise as a serpent.
Dat beteken om so wys te wees.
You will overcome every handicap when you are as wise as a serpent.
Jy sal elke hindernis kan oorkom as jy so wys is soos 'n slang.
When somebody hasn't got a leg, like Pistorius, we call them handicapped.
Wanneer iemand nie bene het nie soos Pistorius, dan noem jy vir hom hy is gestrem.
Yes. Snake is the most handicapped animal. No legs, no arms.
'N slang is die mees gestremde dier. Hy geen bene, geen arms.
And he is the most successful animal of all wild animals.
Maar hy is die mees suksesvolste dier van al die wilde diere.
Because he has overcome his handicap.
Want hy het sy gestremdheid oorkom.
And has used this handicap to an advantage. That is why out here you may find a snake, but you never find a lion. Lions are all gone.
En hy gebruik sy tekortkominge as 'n voordeel. Daarom jy sal nie 'n slang buitekant, jy sal leeu's miskien kry, maar nie slange nie.
Say the right thing.
Yes. Daarom sê jy, jy sal slange hier rond kry, maar nie leeu's nie. Ja.
Hey.
Hey.
That is what it means to be as wise as a serpent.
Dit is wat beteken om so wys is.
To be as wise as a serpent means to have a powerful mouth. If the mouth of the thing that comes out of a snake's mouth is so powerful, that is what is very powerful about a snake. And many of us pastors, the words that are coming out of our mouth are not very powerful. But a serpent, one drop of saliva from within will change your life completely.
Hey. Wat 'n slang so kragtig maak, is dit wat in sy mond is. En net een druppel van dit wat in sy mond is, kan jou vergiftig.
You must become an anointed preacher so that the words of your mouth, they come out of your mouth and people's lives are changed. Like one drop, somebody listen, five minutes, his life will change. You know, One day, this Makere, I met a young man in my church. He's an architect. I asked him, have you been listening to the Makere? He said, no. I said, why? He said, I've listened to it before, and I've decided not to listen to it. I said, why? He said, it is very dangerous. If I listen to it, I cannot be an architect anymore. I'll be forced to become a pastor.
Wat in jou mond is, is baie belangrik. Eendag het ek 'n jong man geontmoet. En vir hom gesê, hoekom luister jy nie na die makane nie? Hy sê, nee, om na die makane te luister, is baie gevaarlik.
Some of us pastors, when we preach, the only thing we cause is sleeping sickness.
Van ons pastore, as ons preek, al wat ons vir die mense gee, is 'n slapende siekte.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not powerful to change people's lives.
As jy kragtig om mense se lewens te verander nie.
Because you've not learned how to preach well.
En ons het nooit geleer om goed te preek nie.
You've not learned how to preach well.
Ons het nooit geleer om goed te preek.
You can learn how to preach by listening to preaching, by reading and studying.
Jy kan leer om te preek, te leer om te preek, na luister, om te luister en om te studeer.
A good general.
'N goeie generaal.
A good fighter.
Goeie vechter.
All the world history is made up of the history of good generals.
Die hele wêreldse geskiedenis is gemaak uit die geskiedenis van goeie generale.
And Jesus, the Bible teaches us, fight a good fight.
Die Bybel sê, stry die goeie veg, of veg die goeie veg.
Amen. Finally,
last
loyalty and disloyalty are a series of books that I've written there.
Getrouwheid.
I want to introduce to you now.
Getrouheid en ontrouheid is 'n reeks boeke wat
loyalty and disloyalty.
Wat ek nou aan u wil bekend maak, getrouheid en ontrouheid.
Number 1, these are people who spoil churches.
Nommer 1, dis mense wat kerke opmors.
They spoil churches.
Hulle bederf kerke.
Yes, they spoil churches. Those who accuse you. I wrote a book for each one because each one deserves a book.
Mense wat jou aankla, ek het 'n boek geskryf vir elkeen van hulle, want elkeen van hulle verdien 'n boek.
Those who leave you.
Hulle wat jou verlaat.
You see people, they leave a church and they leave with 1/3 of the church.
Jy sien mense verlaat die kerk, verlaat die kerk met 1/3 van die kerk.
To start a church with somebody's members.
Om 'n kerk te begin met ander iemand se lidmate.
Do you have such people in Upington?
Het jy sulke mense in Upington?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Those who leave you.
Hulle wat jou verlaat.
They spoil churches.
Hulle bederf kerke.
Yeah. They say they are not doing anything. God has told me to leave.
Dat sê jy doen niks, die Here het gesê ek moet gaan.
The Holy Spirit is blamed for everything.
Die Heilige Gees kry die blame vir alles.
And when they go, they don't go alone.
En wanneer hulle gaan, gaan hulle alleen nie.
One pastor told me, the Holy Spirit has led me to leave the church.
A pastoor het my gesê, die Heilige Gees het my gelei om die kerk te verlaat.
Pray for him.
Ek moet vir hom bid.
As he is going.
Soos terwyl hy uitgaan.
And I said, I will never pray for you.
Ek sê, ek sal nooit vir jou bid nie.
No, I've learned my lesson. When you bless the devil will prosper.
Nee, ek het my les geleer. As jy 'n duivel seën, dan gaan die duivel voorspoed beleef.
Ja. I said I will never pray for you.
Ek sê ek sal nooit vir jou bid nie.
If you leave,
as jy gaan,
and you don't cause any trouble after some years.
Jy het niks moeilikheid gemaak na 'n klomp jare nie.
Maybe I pray for you, maybe then.
Miskien sal ek dan vir jou bid.
Even that one, maybe.
Sien as hy een is, is 'n miskien.
Watch out.
Pas op.
For those who leave you.
Vir hulle wat jou verlaat.
Learn how to fight that spirit.
I'll
tell you, look.
Gees te beveg.
When you learn this and you teach it.
Wanneer jy dit leer en jy onderrig.
If somebody leaves your church, he will go alone. Nobody will follow him.
Niemand zal samen met hem gaan.
When he goes, he will go like a ghost. He will go alone like this.
Als hij gaat, dan gaat hij zoals een spook. Hij gaat alleen.
Ja.
Ja.
Those who accuse you.
Alle wat je aanklaagt, je beschuldigt.
Hey. People are, pastors are accused of everything, bad thing. Sometimes you wonder. You know, one day I was with Benny Hinn and he was saying, sometimes when he reads the things, it's amazing. Is it me they are talking about?
Ik was één dag met Benny Hinn. En Benny Hinn net zei, as ek die persoon waar die mensen zo van praat.
Sometimes when you hear about yourself, you say, wow, is it me?
As je dingen hoort van jouself, wat vraag je
jezelf? You think they are talking about Satan.
As het mij, as het ek, dat lijkt op die mensen van die duivel praat.
And it weakens you.
En dat maakt jou zwak.
It weakens you.
Dat maakt jou sprakeloos.
When you read a book like this, you become stronger.
Maar wanneer je zo'n boek leest, dan raak je sterker.
There was a pastor, he was having a powerful convention.
Dat is een pastoor uit een krachtige conventie gehad.
And during the convention, he prayed for people.
En tijdens die conventie heeft hij voor mensen gebeden.
Shabalalaba, shabaka,
shakaba,
shabada, kabala, shaba, shabala, shabala. When he went home,
toe hy huis toe gaan,
his wife called and said, come.
Toe roep sy vrou om een kant.
Tonight,
vanaand,
during that convention,
tydens die conventie,
you were praying for people.
Het, terwyl jy vir mense bid.
When you came to that fair colored lady,
toe sy na daardie skone, fair, skone, kleerling meisie gekom het,
you laid the hands on her longer than other people that you were laying hands on.
Toe jy die hande gelê op haar langer as op ander mense.
What?
Wat?
The husband said, what?
Wat?
What are you talking about?
Waarvan praat jy?
She said, listen, I was timing everything, I saw everything.
Jy sien, ek het alles getime wat ek gesien het.
And they had a big argument.
Hulle het 'n groot argument gehad.
Then he said he does not agree. So they even went and took one of my videos.
And
one of the videos where I was praying for people.
Hy sê ek stem nie saam en toe vat hulle een van my videos waar ek vir mense bid.
And to see how long I prayed for each person.
En om te sien hoe lank ek vir elke een bid.
And he said, you see, sometimes he prays longer for some people, sometimes shorter.
Hy sê, sien jy, hy bid langer vir sommige mense, vir ander mense weer korter.
Hey!
Hey!
The pastor was not happy at all.
Die pastoor was glad nie gelukkig.
So they came back for the last day of the convention.
Toe kom hulle nou terug vir die laaste dag van die conventie.
He preached powerfully.
En hy preek krachtig.
Just like the day before.
Soos die dag van tevore.
Then it was time to pray for people.
En het was tijd om vir mense
and
te bid.
He said, come forward.
En hy sê, kom vorentoe.
And some people came.
En die mense het gekom.
And that beautiful girl was there again.
En daar die skone meisie hey! Was weer daar die dag.
So this time he was praying.
En hierdie keer was
then when he saw the girl come, shabalala.
En toen hij die meisje zien dat hij zomaar vannacht aan beweegt. Halleluja.
So, you see, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, it says, strength has come. Strength has come because the accuser has been cast down. Strength, power, salvation. You see, when you are accused, you become weak. So he was weak when he saw the lady. He didn't have the strength to just flow normally. He remembered, remember you are a bad man. Remember you are lusting after girls. Remember you are in love with this girl. Remember that you are not pure. And he said, ooh. He just moved on. The strength was gone out of his
Openbaring 12 vers 11 sê, kyk, nou het die krag gekom, want die aanklaer van die broeders, as het die hemel uitgewerp. En toe hy by haar kom, het gelyk amper sy krag, het hom verlaat.
Hey.
Hey.
When people accuse you,
wanneer mense jou beskuldig,
you become weak.
Dan word jy swak.
And some of you here, you have been great accusers.
En sommige van u hulle, u is groot beskuldigers.
Yes.
Ja.
Even this crusade as we've come here, you accuse what you don't know about.
En sies hierdie jaar tog, jy sekere dinge beskuldig waarvan jy niks van weet nie.
You say things you don't know anything about.
Jy dinge gesê van hierdie jaar wat jy niks van weet nie.
Yes.
Ja.
And it affects you.
En dit sal jou affekteer.
You see, whatever you sow,
wat jy ook al saai,
you reap it.
Jy sal dit maai.
That is why Paul, the apostle, was beaten more than any of the other apostles.
Daarom was Paulus die apostel meer geslaan as al die ander apostels.
Because he sowed that seed of beating pastors and persecuting pastors. So when it was his turn, he was beaten and beaten, and every day, everywhere he goes, they beat him. Everywhere he goes, they beat him. Everywhere he goes, because this is what he was doing to pastors before.
You see, the saak wat Paulus gesaai het, was om pastore te slaan en te vervolg. En toe hy apostel word, toe maai hy dit wat hy gesaai het. En hy word meer geslaan as al die ander apostels.
Hey, watch out for the seed you sow.
For die saad dat jy
sow. That is why there is financial difficulty in some churches, because some of you criticize pastors for taking an offering. When somebody is taking an offering, why is he doing that? Why are they doing that? And now it is your turn. You now need to raise money. You cannot do it because of the word you said, what you spoke, what you did. And now your power is taken away to do what you need to do.
Dis hoekom baie van ons kerke finansiële druk en ondergang beleef. Want ons kyk na ander pastore wat overgawes opneem. En dan praat ons nya. En jy maai wat jy sê.
Hey. The next one is those who are dangerous sons.
Die volgende een is gevaarlike seuns.
Absaloms.
Absaloms.
People who attack their own fathers.
Manne wat hulle eie paans aanval.
Some of you, you came out of a church. All that you say about where you came from is bad things.
Baie van ons in die kerke waarvandaan ons uitgekom het, al wat ons in eie kerk te sê het, is slegte dinge.
Negative things.
Negatiewe goed.
Yes, you are an Absalom.
Jy is 'n Absalom.
Your name is not John, your name is Absalom. I'm telling you, that's your real name.
Jou regte naam is Johnny, jou regte naam is Absalom. Ek sê jou, daar is jou regte naam.
Absalom is the man who attacked his own father David.
Absalom is die man wat sy eie pa David aangeval het.
Absalom is the one who wanted his father's privileges.
Absalom was sy pa se voorregte vir homself gehad het.
I see all my father's beautiful wives.
Ek sien al my pa se mooi vroue.
Ooh. I've been looking.
Ek kyk.
All this time.
Die hele tyd.
And I want what he has.
En ek wil hê wat hy het.
Watch out for people who want what you have.
Pas op vir mense wat wil hê wat jy het.
Watch out for people who want your chair.
Pas op vir mense wat jou stoel wil hê.
They want your chair.
Hulle wil jou stoel hê.
You see that even they don't even want your wife, they want to be you.
They
want to take over from you. Yes. Very dangerous. As you are preaching, they are looking at you and saying, I can do what he's doing better than he's doing it. I wish he would travel so that I'll have an opportunity to show the people that I am powerful and anointed.
Ek wens hy wil reis wat ek die mense kan wys hoe kragtig en gesalf ek is.
Dangerous.
Baie gevaarlik.
Ham, Noah had 3 sons.
Noah het 3 seuns gehad.
Ham,
Gam,
Shem en Japheth.
Shem en Japheth.
His father got drunk.
Sy pa het dronk geword.
And Ham,
en Gam
is the one who exposed his father's weakness.
As die een wat sy pa se naaktheid bekend gemaak het.
Watch out.
Pas op.
For those who expose the sins. You know, one day I was preaching and I was going to give an example of my father, my biological father. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, don't give any example about your father which is not a good example.
eendag wou ek 'n voorbeeld van my pa gemaak het. En skielik sê die Heilige Gees, moenie 'n voorbeeld maak wat nie 'n goeie voorbeeld is nie.
Don't give any example about your father which is not a good example.
Moenie voorbeeld van jou pa maak nie.
Yes.
Ja. Wat 'n slegte voorbeeld.
People who make fun of grown-ups.
Mense wat spot met groot mense.
You make fun of older pastors.
Jy maak gai van ouer pastore.
When they have problems.
Wanneer hulle probleme het.
At the age of 63.
Op die ouderdom van 63.
The person is having a problem.
Het die persoon 'n probleem.
And you are 43.
En jy is 43.
Do you know what you will be like when you are 63?
Weet jy hoe gaan jy wees as jy 63 jaar?
And look at your big mouth.
En kyk nou na jou groot mond.
Ham forgot that if his father had not built an ark, he would not be alive to be sending WhatsApp messages and criticizing his father.
Ham het vergeet as sy pa nie die ark gebou het nie, sou hy dit nie gemaak het om vandag WhatsApp boodskappe te stuur nie.
Black people.
Swart mense.
You see, I am neither white nor black.
Sien Bishop Dek is nie swart of wit nie.
So I see things from a different angle.
Daarom sien ek dit uit 'n ander oogpunt.
I'm not on the black man's side and I'm not the white man, I'm on God's side.
Ek is nie op 'n swart man se kant of op 'n wit man se kant nie, ek is op geen kant nie.
What explanation can you give for the state of the black man unless you use this story of Noah and Ham?
Watter voorbeeld kan jy gee vir die toestand van die swart man as anders as die van die verhaal van Noah en Ham?
He said a servant of servants. So it's like there will be a man, this is his servant, okay? Then the servant will have a servant and you will be that servant of the servant before the master. That means you'll be low, 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 low.
A dinar van dinars. In other words, die dinar is daardie dinar se dinar. En daardie dinar is 'n dinar van 'n meester. En jy is die laagste van die laagste.
Say what he's saying. Say what he's saying.
Jy sê jy's 'n dienskneg. Nie 'n dinar, jy's 'n dienskneg van 'n dienskneg.
Yes. And how did it come about?
En hoe het dit so geword?
By Ham shaming his father. You don't know what your father has done for you.
En dit is Ham wat die skande van sy pa bekend gemaak het.
Any country which does not honor its fathers is not a good country. Any church that does not honor the fathers of the church is not a good church. That is why even the Catholic Church is the father of all churches. All churches come from the Catholic Church. So it is important for us to recognize and honor all fathers, no matter their problems. That is not our concern. Your church, how old is your church? 10 years old, 11 years old. How will it be 4 years? How will your church be when it's 2,000 years old?
Sien enige land wat nie sy vaders eer nie, is nie 'n goeie land nie. Hoe oud is baie van ons kerke? Ons kerke is 4 jaar oud. Hoe gaan ons wees oor 10 jaar, oor 20 jaar?
Dangerous son.
Gevaarlijke.
Is your son. You brought him up. You ordained him. But look at what he's doing to you.
Dis jou seun. Jy het hom geordineer. Jy het hom gesalf. Maar kyk wat doen hy nou aan jou.
I wrote a book for them.
Ek het 'n boek vir hulle geskryf.
Those who are ignorant.
Hulle wat onkundig is.
Ah.
Ja.
It is easy. Most rebellion come from people that are not educated.
Baie rebellie kom van hulle wat nie opgevoed is nie.
When you are not educated, you easily rise up against authorities.
Waar jy nie opgevoed is nie, dan is jy baie rebellerend teenoor gesag.
Who are you? Why are you? Why are you in a better car? Why are you in a nicer house? Why are you doing this way? You just come at 9 o'clock. We are here all day, all night. Who are you? You don't understand anything.
Wie is jy? Hoekom ry jy so 'n goeie kar? Wie is jy? Hoekom lê jy in so 'n goeie huis? Wie is jy? Ons sal nie van 8:00 af kom jy hier ingestap 9:00. Wie is jy?
Yes?
Ja.
Yes. And you shout. Ezamina mina ezamina mina. We will not sit down for anybody to cheat us again. We are, it's our time. We shall rule. We are taking over. We have a right to manage or mismanage our own affairs. Now you are in charge. What are you doing? What can you do? Because those who are ignorant, they don't know what is involved in leading.
No,
they don't understand leadership.
No, they don't understand it. But now jy en beheer. Wat doen jy?
They can sing songs.
Jy kan liedere sing.
And chant.
En jy kan skree.
And dance.
En dans.
And play music.
En musiek maak.
And have many wives.
En baie vroue.
That is different from leading and building.
Maar het verskil om te lei en te bou.
Those who are ignorant, I wrote a book for them.
Hulle wat onkundig is, ek het 'n boek vir hulle geskryf.
Those who forget.
Hulle wat vergeet.
Forget all that has been done for you.
Vergeet alles wat aan jou gedoen was.
Yes, you forget.
Jy vergeet.
Somebody's kindness to you.
Iemand was goed vir jou.
The Bible says in Hebrews, God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget. Forgetting is unrighteousness. Some of you have been helped, laid hands on, good things have been done, but you don't remember anything. When your evil spirit comes, you start a quarrel. You don't remember what goodness has been done to you.
Die Bybel sê in die boek van Hebreërs dat as God is nie so onregverdig dat hy sal vergeet nie. Dit is onregverdig om te vergeet. Baie van julle was voor gebid, hande was op julle gelê. Nou het julle vergeet wat aan julle gedoen was.
Those who pretend.
Hulle wat voorgee.
Those who pretend.
Hulle wat voorgee.
Eish, Judas.
Judas.
Judas was good.
Judas was baie goed.
Smiling.
Glimlach.
You know, one day I went to a church.
Eendag gaan ek na 'n kerk toe.
To preach about loyalty.
Om te preek oor
when I finished, the assistant pastor came to shake my hand.
Toe sy klaar is, kom die assistent pastoor om my hand te skud.
He said, "Thank you very much."
Hy sê baie dankie.
And he went away.
En hy gaan sy weg.
When I left, he went and told the pastor.
Toe ek weg is, toe vertel
hy die pastoor. That man.
Daar iemand
came to preach about loyalty.
Het gekom om te praat
that book
getrouw.
Loyalty, he held this book.
Daai boek,
he threw it on the floor.
Hy gooi die boek op die grond.
And he stamped on it.
En hy trap op het.
He said, "That's not a book."
Hy said, "Daai is nie 'n boek nie."
"That's not a book."
"Daai is nie 'n boek nie."
"You don't need this. That's not a book." But you see, when I was there, he pretended, "Oh, thank you very much." That is why in this book, I teach 39 signs of disloyalty. How to detect disloyalty.
Said,
because nobody is going to stand in front of you and say, "Good afternoon, can I introduce myself? I'm Judas Iscariot."
I said, "Daar is nie 'n boek nie, maar toe ek daar was, het hy voorgegee. Maar hy sal hom nooit bekendstel aan jou. Hi, my naam is Judas die Iscariot nie."
Yes.
Ja.
And I teach them, watch out for those who don't say amen when you are preaching.
Ek vertel vir hulle, pas op vir hulle wat die amen sê wanneer jy preek.
Those who don't smile anymore.
Hulle wat nie meer lag nie.
Those who don't write notes.
Hulle wat nie notas maak nie.
Those who don't clap.
Hulle wat nie vir ander
when everybody is clapping.
Wanneer almal klap nie.
Those who don't laugh when everybody is laughing.
Hulle wat nie lag wanneer almal lag nie.
Watch out for them.
Pas op vir hulle.
What the sign?
Pas op vir hulle.
Bible says Abel offered an offering and Cain's countenance, his face fell. When you read this book, you know how to detect. Say you. You are Judas. You are Judas. I know this is Judas sitting there. And you can clip their wings before they fly.
En kyk vir Abel offer bring vir die Here. Het Kain se hoof geval. Pas op. Pas op vir hulle.
If you had a bird called Judas Iscariot, would you allow it to fly?
As jy 'n slegte voël gehad het, genoem Judas Iscariot, sou jy hom toegelaat het om weg te vlieg?
What will you do?
Wat sal jy doen?
Cut off his wings. So that he walks on the ground like a cat. You must learn to cut off the wings of Judas Iscariot in your church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cut off the wings. Turn him into a ground animal who doesn't fly. One day a brother came and joined my church.
And
he came to the office. And he was talking to different people, trying to criticize me a little here and there.
To see. But
nobody would have such a discussion with him. After some time, he came to me. He said, "Pastor, your church is airtight. Airtight. There is no avenue to speak in a way. We don't have that."
Hy het net kom en na my terug en sê, "Pastor, jou kerk is dig toegeseel. Ek kan nie daar deur kom nie."
Wow. Wow. Are you still here or you are going home?
As jy nog hier op die besig om huis toe te gaan.
Behind every great achievement is what?
Secret. Agter elke groot sukses is 'n
loyalty. Look at me, I'm here. I have cathedrals that I started full of people. Today is Sunday. I have loyal people in all my churches.
Take na my.
They are all my church. I can go and take over the church instantly. There's no question.
Ek het groot kathedrale.
Without loyalty, you cannot build a big church.
En as mense wat daarna kyk, sonder getrouheid kan jy nie 'n kerk groot, suksesvolle kerk bou nie.
That is why some pastors are afraid of traveling.
Dis hoekom baie pastore bang is om uit te reis.
The day you travel,
die dag wanneer jy gaan op 'n toer,
and you come back,
en jy kom terug,
the whole church is different.
Die hele kerk het verander.
They don't like you anymore.
Hulle hou nie meer van jou nie.
They don't believe in you anymore.
Hulle glo nie meer in jou nie.
Because you traveled.
Omdat jy weggegaan het.
In Ghana, you know, our first president, he traveled to Vietnam.
Jy sien in Ghana die eerste president, hy gereis na Vietnam.
He never came back.
Hy het nooit teruggekom nie.
As soon as he traveled,
to draai uitgereis het,
the top general,
die top generaal,
took over,
het oorgeneem,
the first, like Mandela, the first president,
die eerste president.
Yeah. That's why some pastors don't travel.
Dis hoekom pastore bang is om te toer.
The day you travel, that's it.
Die oomblik wanneer hulle toe, is it over.
So learn about loyalty and disloyalty,
to leer van getrouheid,
and God is going to bless your church. And your ministry. Stand up, everybody.
Stand up, elkeen.
Let us pray.
Kom ons bid saam.
Father, thanks a million for today. Thanks for your great blessing. Open the hearts of your people for the planting of a great seed. God, I ask, O Lord, that you will bless the hearts of your people. Transform the ministries. Transform the ministries. Give us a great harvest. Open doors. Plant a mighty seed in every heart. I ask it in Jesus' name. Thanks a million, Lord. I know now, says the mighty, mighty Spirit, that rain is falling on your lives and your ministry. This is the hour of the rain, the hour of the shower. What shower is this? The shower of the Spirit falling upon you. Drops of oil from heaven, fresh waters from above, fountains of living waters falling on you. Open heavens for your life and your ministry. Receive the grace of God, the help of God, to rise from barrenness and emptiness, to rise from dryness and brownness into to greatness and flourishing and increasing. For he that has begun a good work in you brings it to a perfect end. Now receive it. Now receive it. Receive the grace and the gift of God. For he is imparting to you this day an impartation that takes you to a higher level, to the next level of ministry. For you shall not be low. You shall not be down. You shall be up. For I have revealed to you a secret. Many secrets. The secrets upon your tabernacle shall be the reason for which you shall prevail and go forth from this place to bear much fruit. Do not be tired, my son. It's not over yet. Do not be tired, my children. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not time to be tired. It's not time to faint. It's not time to be weary. It's not over. The work is not over. My time that I have given you is my grace that I have given you. Therefore, walk on. Walk on in strength. Put away your weariness. Put away your tiredness. And rise to the occasion. For there yet remaineth much land for you to occupy. There is much space for you to take. There is much place for you to possess. For I have called you to possess. Therefore, begin to rise and contend in battle for the land, for South Africa. For South Africa, for the islands, for the space around you. Begin to contend for your people. Begin to contend for the lives that are waiting, that are depending on you, the pastors, you, the leaders that are here. For I have much, much, much ground for you to possess. Therefore, do not be racist. Do not be color conscious. Hey, do not walk in the spirit of apartheid, but walk in the spirit of newness. Walk in the spirit of newness. Walk in a new spirit. The spirit that says there is neither male nor female. There's neither black or white. For I have many fields. I have many things. I have many places for my sons and for my servants. This day you have received a mighty seed. This day you have received a mighty, mighty refreshing of my spirit. For I have spoken to you by my word, by my servant and by my spirit. And I shall continue to do great things. For this is the beginning of an outflow of a mighty fountain, a mighty springing fountain upon all that hear and have heard these words of life coming into you and into your soul. Now, as Uppington experiences the heat and the uniqueness within the nation, so you shall experience a unique fire of the Holy Ghost coming upon this town. You shall walk in the newness of this fire. For the fire shall not only be in the natural, but in the spirit I shall pour upon you a fire for you to accomplish mighty things, mighty works. In my name, says the mighty Spirit of God. Lift your hand and thank him for his word and his blessing to you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks a million for your calling. Thanks a million for sending us. Thanks a million for your word. Thanks a million for touching us. Showering us with your glory, your fresh spirit, your wonderful spirit upon us. We give you praise. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Jy kan sit in die teenwoordigheid van die Here.
Thanks, Jesus. There remaineth much land. For you to conquer, says the Spirit of God. I will send you to the corners. I will send you to the ends of the earth. To the corners of South Africa. To sweep in the souls. To sweep in the workers. To do my work.
Or
you shall go with strength. You shall go with a new power. You shall not be satisfied with little. Or you shall say within yourself, it's a mighty harvest. It's a mega church. And the Lord shall give it to you. For the Lord is calling upon you and depending on you to do His work. Take His calling. Take His calling serious. And go beyond your boundaries. Go beyond the boundaries that have been set by men. I send you this day beyond the boundaries that men have set for you. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now,
no.
Before I excuse myself, I want to say to you that here we are. This cost $240, which is about, what is $240 now, times 18? Is what? 200 times 18 is what?
That is 240 Amerikaanse dollar. Vermenigvuldig met 18.
It's about 4 to 5,000 rands.
Omtrent 4 tot 5,000 rand.
But, huh? 4,320 rands.
4,320 rand.
But, as a special gift, I said, we can give it free, but we are not going to give it free. All the books that I have been sharing about in one library for you is being presented to you for just, how much is it? 700 rands. Instead of 4,320, just for you in Upington. I thought you would be shouting and clapping.
Al die boeken wat ik met u gepraat heb, wordt samengevat in één bibliotheek. Voor slechts 700 rand hier vandaag in Upington. Gee de Heer een prijs, voor hier een goede prijs.
And all these wonderful preaching, like what we have had this afternoon,
en wonderlijke preekers wat ons vandaag gehad het,
are available on these ones. I don't know how much these ones cost. Yes, all the registration. For those who register, 400, is it 400 rands? Yes. Get it. Because this is your day of visitation.
Voor allemaal wat voor 400 rand geregistreerd heeft, gaat die makkanees krijgen.
For registration, you can register more than once.
No.
400
is 400 rand. Dat is 400 rand. Ik was recht, hè? But they are requesting if they have not registered, 150 rand, must they pay more for this? If they're registered for one. Yeah, that is what I said.
Yes, whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, whatever they say, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever they say, that's what it is.
It's 400 rand.
Whatever they say at the table, that is it. Yeah. That is not the price of this. We sell them, this. People have bought this at this price. And I'm giving $100 is the price. But that's not what we are giving it to you for. $100, which is 1,800 rands. 400
rands. 400. Rand.
Instead of 1,000, it's $100 for this.
Yeah. 400 rand.
People who have bought this already are not happy when they hear this type of thing that I'm saying. They are not happy at all. So take advantage of it.
Vir die makane is dit R400. Vir die makarios, dis die boeke daar. Vir die makarios is dit R700.
Amen. Anyway, that will be a great blessing to you. Money is not the issue that you have to concern yourself about. If it's a problem for you, and you feel it's too expensive, then it's too expensive for you to prosper, to be blessed.
As you don't get
it's an important seed in your life. Amen.
And as it's too veel van 'n probleem is, dan gaat die probleem met hom ook voorspoedig te wees.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then, in addition to that, I want us to sow. Doctor, can I have an envelope? A special seed. I want to take. Normally, I don't take the offering myself, but I want to give you envelopes, and I want you to sow a special seed tonight at the crusade towards the campaign as pastors from yourself or from your church. Amen.
Ek wil hê jy moet vanaand spesiale offer sy. So hier's koeverte beskikbaar vir u van u self af as 'n pastoor of namens u kerk.
Either from your church or from yourself.
Vanaf jouself as 'n pastoor of van jou kerk se kant af 'n spesiale offer.
And the best seed that we want from you will be fuel, petrol. We don't even want your money. If you can buy at the petrol station for us, you pay and we go and collect the fuel. We drove yesterday almost 1,000 kilometers from Lesotho to get here. With all these trucks and cars. You can imagine how much it cost.
1000 kilometer gery uit Lesotho uit net om hier te kom. As ek gaan selfs na die garage toe en daar klaar gaan betaal om een trok vol te maak met petrol sodat ons net kan gaan en hy trok vol te maak met petrol. As u ook vry om dit te doen.
Some of you from your church or yourself, you say we want to give you 10 gallons, we want to give you 5 gallons, we want to fill one car, we want to do this. But you can just give whatever you want to give in the envelope, accept it. But sow a seed. You know, many years ago I went to a city and the Lord, I went to a church and the Lord said, sow a seed. It will be a blessing for your ministry. Yeah. So when you see a good ministry, I've been sharing the word of God with you, sow a seed in it and it's going to be a blessing. So I want you to come for my envelope now. Those of you who are going to give a special seed tonight, because we are leaving tomorrow. Just come for the envelope.
Wat 'n spesiale offer wil sy? Kom gou vorentoe. Dan kom al hier vir u koever. Kom gou, kom gou.
Doctor, help me.
En u bring hierdie offer saam vanaand.
Thank you.
Of van u kant af of van u gemeente se kant af.
That is a blessing for you. So a seat. More envelopes for me, please. Special seed, you want to say, we are giving 1,000 rands, 2,000, 5,000, anything. It is a blessing for you. Amen. What a blessing.